Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fan. What's new, Pussycat?
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
You feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebab's right for Annis? Get Frannis, Boots, 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 Boots.
Why is he such a jerk to everybody?
Because he has a very, very small penis.
It is the 16th day of March, 2020. You made it through the weekend, and what a weekend it was. My name is Chris Hockey. Good morning to you. The world keeps getting weirder, and I wish I had something more inspiring to say to you. Here's what I'll say. Every day is a day closer to them finding a vaccine and everybody going in the right direction. Batten down the hatches all you can. Make sure you wash those hands. Make sure your babies feel safe and make sure your old ones are safe. You're going to have the power trip here either way. We're going to do our best to make you smile today. Here are your comedians, Norm MacDonald and Joe List.
I wasn't going to talk about the coronavirus. But on the way here, I got really ill. But I think it was because I ate a cherry pie. Like, I got a cherry pie from Bristol Farms. And then you turn on the radio. Well, there's been so far 11 cases. 50! 200! I don't feel good. You know, you're like, oh, this is not good. Funny how Big Pharma is so evil till now. It's like, what's it, $200 a pill? Yeah, that's good. That's fine. I'll take it. Give me all you got.
I get nervous on stage, mostly because I'm self-conscious about my looks, particularly my teeth. I was talking to my buddy the other day. I was confiding in him. I was like, man, I'm really self-conscious about my teeth. Then he looked at him. He goes, dude, all you need is some Crest whitening strips. I was like, thanks, man. I'm actually self-conscious that they're crooked. What the hell? Let's throw yellow in there. That's like somebody going, hey, don't look fat in this. And like, well, you've gotten uglier, so it's hard to say. Oh. All right. Sometimes you feel fat. I'm thin, but I have a horrible diet. I was reading an article the other day. It said 10 worst foods that you should never eat. I had the remnants of 4 of the foods on my pants while I was reading the article. I think I have a bad diet because everything I learned about food as a kid was completely incorrect. When I was a kid, my dad told me to eat steak. He said that it would put hair on my chest. Then recently I became an adult. I found out that steak does not put hair on your chest. Steak puts plaque in your arteries. It's actually quite dangerous. It's like, hey, Dad, I'm having chest pains. Is that the hair finally coming in?
Of 2020. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Corey. There's Chris. There's Paul.
Hey, man.
And there's Zach.
Let's do this, huh?
We're all surviving the coronavirus apocalypse.
I want you to know, Zach, that I fought for you.
You did.
I fought for you because I love you. I fought for you and Brienne both, but I lost the Brienne battle because she's, I don't mean to belittle you, but apparently she's much more needed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She does more work for all kinds of radio stations.
Right.
Right?
Spread very thin.
Yeah. I was told that I could not have you and Brianne anymore. And I said, but I need them. And I said, all right, well, you can have Zach because I don't really care about him, but you can't have Brianne anymore.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now.
Awesome.
Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you very much.
Well, you may not make it to Vegas because none of us may. Yeah! We don't know. I mean, it's all falling apart. It's not. The trip is not officially off yet.
Come
on. We're just waiting for the day that it's going to get the plug's going to get pulled because what, yesterday, MGM Properties and The Wynn announced their closing.
Yeah.
And we know how this works. The dominoes start falling, just like they happen in sports, just like they've happened with states and schools. My kids are thrilled about coronavirus.
Oh, man. To be.
Oh, I bet.
They are loving the coronavirus.
To be a kid right now.
I thought, like, you know, junior year meat sauce would have loved it because he was failing everything.
So I'm listening to Bump yesterday when they announced that Governor Walz says, hey, Wednesday for sure, Wednesday through the 27th, all state K through 12 schools are shut down to prepare for a possible long-term shutdown. So I call my wife, I'm like, hey, kids don't have school starting Wednesday through at least the 27th. Kids are jacked. Then each individual school got to make the decision on whether or not they wanted to close Monday or Tuesday. And, of course, Wyzetta says we're out.
Yep.
And the kids went into full-blown summer vacation mode. Like, yes!
Yeah.
You know, it's all ice cream and video games, and it's noon, right? And they were partying like it was 1999.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Did you understand the reason, like, why were they going to give it 2 days? Because that's how it was for Maple Grove as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, like, at 7 o'clock, they are, maybe 6, they finally announced, yeah, okay, we're done as of now. Did they want to give it a couple of days to get things set, or did they want to make sure all the kids had the virus?
Right.
Well, and it was weird, because if you listen to Walz,
I'm being honest, I don't
honestly
know.
It wasn't even about, I don't even think they're necessarily worried about the kids spreading it the next 2 weeks. Okay. The way that he described it, it was, there's a lot of schools that don't have the same capabilities of some big-time, highly funded district.
Sure.
So he said he knows across the board, across the state, it's not fair in every case. So let's give every school a chance to breathe. Let's let them put together a plan for the next 2 weeks. If we have to shut the school system down for the year, how is online learning going to work if not every kid has access to a laptop? Not every kid has access to an iPad. Not every kid has access to quality broadband, right?
Yes, correct.
We always just assume, because in the cities, most schools do, that we forget the outskirts cities may not have great Wi-Fi. So there's a lot of technical issues. So that's really what the 9-day shutdown was about, is giving every school a chance to do that. My guess is, this is guessing, that leaving it open Monday and Tuesday gave teachers kind of a last second opportunity to get those kids prepared for 9 days off.
And
maybe it's if they don't have good enough communication systems to make sure every kid is going to know by today that school is going to be closed for the next 2 weeks. Maybe it gives parents 2 days to line up daycare or backup plans, or give their place of employment 2 days.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's just prepping to prep, but frustrating for parents and everybody that's going to be affected with the ripple effect. But for kids, they are freaking loving this.
That is, that's about the outskirts cities you were saying. But what about the upskirt cities?
Then Rosie is there on the scene,
live,
checking out exactly what's going on upskirts.
Rosie actually asked if the CCO needed any news help because he heard about the upskirt cities.
Wow, these are great cities. We're checking it out here. Everything looks great. Not everything, to be honest with you. There's a few. I mean,
there's a few, but they'll be just fine.
And I just want everybody to know, that is a gentleman right there. Wasn't sure of it, but now I've checked.
That's a huge set of nuts.
You know what's fun, and I'm sure you've gone through this multiple times with Alex and Abby. You know what's fun is explaining to a six-year-old why you have school off for the next 2 to 3 to maybe weeks, but maybe months, who knows, and having her be super excited, but then asking, when she asks why, you basically say, well, there's this worldwide virus. Let me explain to you what a virus is.
Yeah.
And it's killing a whole bunch of people, but it's not going to be you.
Right.
That's a tough one to explain, because she doesn't know what the hell a virus is. I did my best, but she doesn't know.
Sure.
It's like a bunch of people are getting sick, and kids really don't die from this, but it's flu-like symptoms, cold-like symptoms. So if you get it, you'll probably be fine. But if you get it and give it to somebody else that's old, that old person could die. Right. And then, of course, the idea of any grandma or grandpa dying starts making her tear up, because she doesn't want grandma and grandpa. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's why we're closing schools down. So it's whatever. Yep. It's hard to explain it to a six-year-old, but I thought at the end of the day when I explained it to her, all she cared about is that she's off school for the next 2 or 3 weeks. The death is secondary.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Secondary death. Well, doesn't care.
Good for her. Good for them, man.
She forgot about it 15 minutes later.
Right.
Good.
Right.
Good. Yeah, we are living in historic times, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I mean,
books will be written about this, and they won't be good ones.
So you, I saw on Twitter, you're worried about just staying home and eating all day, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I'm going to have to hit the old reset button.
So you did a lot of Netflix. You did a lot of staying at home.
Yeah.
Did you talk to any of your neighbors?
I did. I talked to, actually, yes. I talked to one of my neighbors.
One, okay.
Yes.
So one neighbor.
That's right.
Otherwise, a lot of Netflix, a lot of staying in your home.
Yep.
What's your AC set at right now, or your heater set at?
I'm going to guess 67, probably.
That's acceptable.
Is it okay?
Very close.
I'm close.
On this one.
I'm close,
to a daily life of me.
Now, dude, check this
24
out.
24 hours a day for the last 39
years. Yeah,
you're pulling me in, dude. You're pulling me in, because check this out. Saturday night, now admittedly, we had people over. We had the Stimpers, we had Sarah Jane.
Way to go for social distancing.
Abigail and my wife and I, we played cards.
What kind of cards? Gin again?
All right, we played 500. Yeah, we played 500. That's not poker, admittedly.
How'd it go? Who won? Who got super hammered?
Abigail won because she was the only one that wasn't hammered. And she dominated, by the way. But I do have a video I'll show you guys later of one of the many instances when my wife inexplicably got up in the middle of the game and just walked away.
Oh, can we put that on the website?
No, we certainly can't. I'd like to stay married for a little while longer anyway. She just gets up. And I said to Tony, I said, I told you. I talk about this on the radio. People think I'm making it up.
Right.
She's gone.
The game's on hold for 40 minutes because she's doing something else.
And it's her turn.
Yeah.
It's not like she took her turn, put the cards down, and then walked away. Kim Stemper was sitting right beside her. She was in the midst of playing when Kim decided she needed a few more crackers.
And can you imagine if you had said to your lovely wife, Kim, it's your turn.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
It's not a 30-minute cracker break. We don't need a cheese plate.
No, we don't. We don't need a charcuterie board.
It's your turn!
We don't need that.
Here's why.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Go get the crackers when it's not your turn!
It's a total curb bit. Like you say, Corey, the wife clock. Like,
what?
Go!
Got curb last night, too.
I haven't seen it yet.
They aren't missing at all.
I can't wait.
Obviously, because I have nothing to do. I got up at the John Hamm.
Oh, God.
Is he still in this one, too?
No.
Okay, when Larry sleeps with that woman,
Larry's
the best.
He's the best.
Get out of here, Larry Jr. Yeah. It's so good.
Last night's, in a weird way, had a little touch of coronavirus to it, because it's about, you know, not having other people touch your stuff, kind of.
Right.
Vince Vaughn's character, Freddy Funkhauser.
I love that
Jeff Garland and I think, was Richard Lewis? Yeah, maybe Richard Lewis wasn't
Richard
the first
Lewis.
One. And then Larry David are at a restaurant. And the waitress, when she drops off the food and they're all raving about how delicious the food looks, she, out of nowhere, just mentions that she has diarrhea. And all of them immediately get up and leave their full plate of food and get the hell out of the restaurant. And obviously, that's not the last of that story, but still, that's kind of the start of the episode is, well, I can't touch any of this. And obviously, all of us are living in that right now where it's, well, I can't touch that. 9,000 people have probably touched that, so I got to get out of here. That was a more direct option. They were uncomfortable eating knowing that the waitress had diarrhea. And of course, they debated, did she say has? Or had. I think she says has. And they all throw their napkins down and get up and leave.
Brilliant.
I promise you guys this right now. Now, admittedly, I'm in my later years now. I got to get over that, by the way. I wake up every morning thinking I'm older than I am. I got to stop that. But regardless, I'm admittedly in my later years. If I ever hit like a huge payday and super duper fame, I will eventually make a television show where I put all my friends on it. You guys are all in. Because
thank you.
I love the idea that you can imagine
his real life friends.
His real
are
life
in
friends.
There.
It's like Richard Lewis. I'm sorry, I love you, Richard. You haven't been a factor in 20 years.
20 years.
But because you're a great friend, you get to show that you're great.
That you're still funny,
he's
right?
He's still great.
And wait until you see his. He has a very big role last night.
It's a Richard Lewis heavy episode last night.
Does he still have his Bentley?
He drives a Bentley, and then he's got that really nice old Mercedes that, like, Richard Lewis is the richest human being in the show. It's so great.
Dude, I was watching something yesterday. I don't remember why, but do you remember the episodes? I think, was it last year or the last season, I should say, where they were putting on the musical, and the sign language lady had huge boobs, and she was distracting every guy.
For the producers?
Yeah.
The producers play, or which play are you talking about?
No, they,
Oh, the
with the one that had Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The sign language lady had huge boobs, yeah. And so nobody was watching the play or the musical.
Hilarious, brilliant, man. Yeah, just genius. So good.
Shocking that episode sticks out.
It sticks
to you.
In my mind, of course it does.
Yeah, Latte Leary's is officially open as of last night.
Oh, so I can't wait to get home and watch it.
I love the handicap spot bit.
Oh my God, I know.
What's his face?
Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen's so brilliant.
Yeah, he's so good.
I've been saying this for what, the last 3, 4, 5 years? He's one of the most underrated comedians we have. The guy is so genius. He never misses. He's so odd and way out there. I love Fred Armisen.
Yeah, he's brilliant. When Larry speeds around him and then they become buddies.
He's just a genius.
Dog ate it.
I have an idea that is probably offensive, but I need to bet on things.
Yeah, what are we betting on?
Well, let's bet on whether or not we're going to Vegas a week from Wednesday.
I'll bet no.
That's a sucker bet. There's no doubt if any of us in our circle get coronavirus, Tommy's going to be the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Right?
It's 100%.
Well, that's a good question. Right. Power Trip Morning Show.
It's terrible.
Everybody that's
Maybe
involved in
it's
the show.
To vote on this?
Yeah. It's Tommy.
It's Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy literally.
Maybe it's off the board then.
Yeah. Tommy's off the board.
Maybe it is. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere, and he's kind
That's
of like...
He's like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, he's kind of the... there's so many people like...
But he's so healthy.
Whatever. I mean, you know, we heard it from the doctor on Friday.
Yeah.
There's a fine balance.
Yeah,
and
I feel like I'm balancing it pretty well. I really do.
Yeah. Like, you know? I went out and had dinner on Saturday night, but, like, I'm not going out to, like... Like, there's pictures of these, where did you go and saw the Humpty Dance for spring break?
Spring Break, South Padre Island.
It's packed with people.
Yeah, I mean,
it was packed.
You know, this was the St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah.
There were parties.
Yeah.
I wasn't at any of them.
No. You were.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
I'm sure your wife played her hand in gin rum.
God,
think about this, though.
I could.
No, again, people are dying, right? There's people are going to die from this, so we're not trying to make light of the fact that there's death.
Obviously.
No.
But clearly, the rest of our lives from a pop culture perspective have been disrupted, right? With sports being gone and things like that. Now, casinos are shutting down. Movie theaters are going to start shutting down. Bars and restaurants, schools. Everybody's just shutting down to be precautious and be ready. This is probably going to knock us off of Prague for 2020.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because now we're going to have to bump Vegas back, probably, right? This is not for sure yet, but my guess is we're going to have to bump Vegas back to what?
July,
late summer or fall.
July.
That's when essentially we were going to go to Prague anyway. Yeah, so we're not going to go to both.
We should go to July.
Well, yeah,
it's going to be 110 degrees.
I don't mind that a bit.
Yeah, that's fine.
I really don't mind.
Are you going outside?
The only time I'm outside is in the early morning,
and
it's the best time to be outside anyway.
I was there in August last year, and it was 115, and it's not as bad as it would be if it was 115. There's no humidity.
Yeah, but it still sucks.
It sucks.
I've been to Vegas the last, 3, 4 summers. It sucks when it's 108, 109, 110.
When was the last time, other than Mexico, that you've spent more than 25 minutes outside?
I think my wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was hellfire, though, there, right?
Yeah, there was, yeah. It's, yeah,
and goblins.
You couldn't decide whether to be inside or outside, because the goblins kept coming in.
Yeah, and the hellfire.
But outside, it was raining hellfire.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
I cracked open my Oculus Quest yesterday because I'm going to socially distance myself from everybody.
Sure, sure.
Best decision I've made in a long time.
You love it, huh?
It's sick. Dude, you got to not get the one that's for your phone.
I got to find that.
God dang it, is the Oculus Quest sick.
Yeah.
The little one and I were playing it for the first hour. We were on the menu screen still, and it was fun.
And it was still fun.
She's just throwing paper airplanes and hitting tether balls and driving blimps around.
Was she going Napoleon Dynamite on it?
Basically, it was the best.
I don't get it. What's that mean?
We're just the tether
ball. Yeah, the tether ball.
Oh,
the
tether
ball.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I got it.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that's going to be most of my next couple of weeks.
Mm. Yeah, mine is.
I'll say this, though. Hey, sorry, Sauce, to cut you off.
You're good.
My brother's in Vegas now. My brother and his family basically spent this weekend in Vegas. He said, until they started closing, yesterday, you would have never known the difference. Sure, there were things, like sports books were closed, but there's no sports anyway, they would have been empty even if they didn't, quote, close them. And a couple of poker rooms had closed, and some of the shows had started to shut down. But he said, if you just walked the strip and not looked at the schedule of all of the casinos, you would have never known the difference. He said it was absolutely as packed as he can ever remember. And he said a couple of Uber or Lyft drivers had the same thing. He said they hadn't yet noticed a slowdown at all.
Wow.
No kidding.
So the fact that they're closing, of course, they're going to start to feel the difference the difference. But as of this weekend, my brother said it was virtually identical to any other Vegas weekend.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
Is he out there for work or for pleasure?
No, just for fun.
No kidding. Well, that's cool. I'd like to be out there for pleasure.
Well, and one of my nephews, Drew, basically jumped on the trip at the last second. And again, round trip, I think it was like $120.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because they're just giving them away.
Please.
Yeah. There you go.
If you want to socially distance yourself on an airplane and fly somewhere else.
Yeah, airplanes may now be the safest thing to be on.
No one's there.
No one's there.
You got $20. Where do you want to go? Yeah, Alaska? Yeah,
good luck getting back in. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, there's flights to Denver I was looking at, and they're 93 cents, and then the fees and everything put it up to like 55 or something like that. But
what's in Denver besides weed?
Denver's one of my favorite cities in the country.
No, I know that. I know that.
16th Street Mall.
But with nothing going on.
The mountains.
You just go outside. Right. Denver's sick.
Yeah.
I would move there in a heartbeat. That
absolutely.
Place kicks ass.
I've heard it's a good
You time. Haven't?
No, I've never been.
Denver's awesome.
Get down there.
Yeah.
Red Rocks, baby.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, yeah.
All right.
Believe it or not, I've got a lot of junk for you guys today.
There's some good sports.
There's a lot of Vikings news.
When I sarcastically went on Friday, I was like, hey, Front Page Sports is next. We do have some sports to talk about.
Yeah.
It's not actual games that are going on, but there is some sports news, whether it's the CBA, some Vikings moves, the Titans and Tannehill bit. For sure. Let's talk about those and more when the Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. Sell the fan.
Hold on. Before I hit the music, did you just hear that?
I did not just hear that. What did I miss?
A liner just said, portions of this program were pre-recorded.
What?
I'm not kidding. It was a liner.
What?
I just heard it.
Portions of this program were pre-recorded. Well, yeah, the commercials.
Well, I wonder if that's it says... Wow, this it must be an FCC thing. It's literally labeled FCC pre-recorded liner. Do not delete.
What?
That's crazy.
We're live, by the way.
Yeah, we are live.
It's 6:02 Central Standard Time.
Hold up a newspaper.
Or daylight time, though.
Hang on a second.
That's crazy.
Wait a minute.
I caught zero logic and all that.
That part was pre-recorded. That was from True Detective.
I suppose.
Maybe that is. Okay, yeah. There must be a new law or something.
Hell yeah, I want you to do it.
Hey, how about champion, Marnie Gellner.
By the way, I had no idea she celebrated like that until I saw. That's the best.
It was great,
because I was so disappointed in myself. I was looking down. I was so frustrated. And she was fist pumping me. I had no idea.
One of the weirdest games we've ever played on Friday. Because think about it like this. You and her obviously missed tiebreaker number one, sniper rifle.
Yeah, right.
Before she got Seth Rogen at the top of her lungs. But in regulation, the group missed four. You guys went to a tiebreaker with 3 points apiece. So, if we could have just stopped time and told somebody, I'm going to read six items or six clues, just tell me what I'm describing. If you can just go 4 for 4 on the ones that everybody misses, you're the winner.
I know. Right? Yeah.
That's how weird of a game that was. What'd you guys miss? Situation Room. Sam Rockwell.
Yep.
I still can't believe I didn't get Sam Rockwell.
Receiver.
Slot receiver and Swiss Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, Swiss Rolls was a hard one. I forgot they existed, and then all weekend long.
Swiss Rolls are amazing. Yeah,
according to you, it's all you ate.
I can't help it.
I freaking love Swiss Rolls.
I'm not kidding you. I'm going to have to arrest myself. Arrest my dirty
whore. You play that.
Yeah, I got to find it.
Yeah, because portions of this program have been pre-recorded.
Yeah, that's weird. Right.
Like when Joe Nelson was still a fan employee. We miss Joe. I love Joe Nelson.
Is he no longer with us?
No, I mean, he's on Twitter, but I haven't seen him in years.
I haven't either. I love that guy, though. Good guy.
Yeah, every time he's on Twitter, he seems like he's cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Why's that?
He lets his kid, you know, like, put a bunch of lipstick on him and makeup and stuff. So most Twitter photos of Joe Nelson look like he's transitioning to drag, which is fine because it's Joe's choice.
I wonder if percent chance he's like, hey, honey, can we play dress up one more time? Oh, Dad, again?
Yeah. She walks in. He's already half in drag. All right, sweetheart, I'm ready to play.
I started without you. That's all.
That's what I do on the weekends when you're gone.
I missed you so much.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, I'm over that, Dad.
The fan.
Hi!
Hi!
Jesus. Is your hog out?
It's out, and it's dragging on the floor.
Six to midnight.
Huh? What do you mean?
Roughing up the suspect.
What do you mean?
Roughing up my suspect.
Show news, boss.
Arrest my dirty horse.
Bye!
Bye!
I just gave up.
Yeah, as I've always said, the button bar was freaked out by Joe Nelson.
And it's pretty rare when a prank phone call is outdone by the guy who's answering the prank phone call.
It's the best part for me is that he obviously never figures it out.
No. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
He's confused. He's
confused.
Play the dirty one.
He's confused, so his instinct is to just be dirtier than whatever he thinks sauce was going to be.
Hold on, I gotta stop the music. I'll play that one. Oh, dear God. Arrest my dirty whore. It's
cross-dressing Tiny Joe Nelson.
All right, here we go. Mike Doherty.
Mike, trying to help you.
You know what? I gotta sit it up. For those of you who haven't heard it, and even if you have a million times, it's worth it.
It never gets old.
He was having a really bad day, and I didn't know it, to be honest.
I think he lost a client or two.
He was on the verge of losing a giant client.
A giant beer client.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was freaking out.
He was not happy.
It's not good for the company. It's not good for his paycheck. Like, the whole thing was falling apart. And Meat Sauce Robot, the Meat Sauce Button Bar, prank calls sales guy Mike Doherty.
Mike, trying to help you.
Hi!
Yeah, hi.
Meat Sauce here live.
Yes, my son.
So, are you naked?
No. Hang on one sec. Yes, sir.
Are you horny?
No.
Hang on. Is your hog out?
No, hey, I gotta get going here. I'm sorry.
Bye!
Bye!
He gave you 10 more seconds than I would have, because he clearly knew that was going nowhere, but he was nice enough to go, what do you need, my son?
And especially because the button goes, hang on, and he just hangs on. I can't believe it. Let's see who. I don't remember what Oak does. Here we go.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you naked?
No, sadly.
Go on.
What's going on?
Your thoughts.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
Lucky.
Okay, that's really great. It's fun to talk to the Meat Sauce soundboard.
Take 2 weeks off and quit.
Okay, real good then.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
He loves it.
Actually, this is surprisingly like talking to Meat Sauce.
Sorry, Daddy.
Okay, well, as much as I'd love to do this all day, I really gotta go.
Bye!
You know, every time we play these, we say we should do these again. Because we haven't done these in, 7 years?
Yeah.
Oh, longer than that.
And then we ask ourselves, why don't we do it again?
Yeah.
We have the capabilities to do this again. Let's prank some new people.
Maybe I'll do it today.
Think of all those salespeople down the hall that don't even know our names.
Yeah, you're right.
They're not going to get the bit. They're going to answer the phone thinking it's a hot new client.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, are you horny? And then you're going to get an HR violation.
Yeah, I won't. I'm not the one doing it.
What did Lavelle do? I don't remember what Lavelle did.
I believe Lavelle was extremely confused.
Yeah.
Well,
F word off.
Who's this?
Meat Sauce here live. He thinks it's me.
Hey,
hi.
What's up, man?
Hi.
What's happening, man?
The NBA is rigged. Just kidding.
You're getting better.
Here's the thing.
You start slowing down, you gain momentum.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Are you naked?
Then I answer that question.
Are you horny?
I'm really not answering that question.
Oh. Yeah. Man, I'm going to go home and show it who's boss.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
He thinks it's your what hurts? Hang on. Hang on.
I'm holding.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. That was a test.
Brilliant
button bar play by Hawk.
So I found this weekend on ESPN fascinating because clearly with coronavirus knocking out sports, ESPN is like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Right.
And what I learned over the weekend is they have made two decisions. Decision one is, let's show every UFC fight that's ever taken place.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely.
That's number one.
They'll suck me in every time.
And then number two, and I really don't get this one, and this comes back to the fact that we just replayed some, quote, best of, right?
Yeah, right.
But what I don't get is somebody at ESPN has decided, well, people still like sports, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring up stuff that happened in the past and then talk about it.
Hmm.
So they'll do things like, but it's not giant stuff. It'll be like, in on this date in 2003, Curtis Martin signed with the Jets. What?
Yeah.
Who is making this decision?
Yeah.
There's a difference between, like, these are the best moments in ESPN history. These are moments that we'll never forget. These are hilarious or awesome or whatever. It's just, you know, Tony Kukoc scored 17 points on this date in 1996 against the Bucks. Who gives a rat's ass?
Right. Tony Gwynn.
My God.
Three. Yeah.
Let's get creative. Let's do something different. Right? Be funny or make a change.
Right.
Do some crazy charity work. Do something ambitious besides Curtis Martin signed with the Jets? What?
Hang on.
Yeah, hang on.
Hang on. Hang on.
Wouldn't it be better if Scott Van Pelt did a 2-hour cranked phone call show?
Yeah. Hang on.
Talk about date in sports history?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
But yeah, but it's stuff. Yeah.
They are panicking at ESPN.
Yeah. What's happening, sports fans?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, think about it. I'm not trying to throw our friends under the bus, but on Friday when I asked Marnie, what's the plan in Fox Sports North? And she looked at me and was like, what plan?
Yeah, right.
She goes,
right.
Hang on.
Yeah exactly. So think about it. Think about
hang on.
If your entire 24-hour plan is sports and you have a month, probably minimum a month, with no live sports, what do? You almost have to go full-blown speculation mode.
Yeah, for sure.
And now that it's NFL free agency and the draft's coming up, even though the live draft is not going to happen, right? That's also going to get canceled. But there's not going to be a live draft in Las Vegas in front of fans, right? Almost 0%.
Yeah.
I can't believe that hasn't been officially canceled yet either.
Yeah.
But point is, the draft is a month. You basically, if I'm ESPN, I go almost round-the-clock NFL speculation.
Yeah, if you're ESPN, you hope Tom Brady changes teams. Because you get an hour on that.
Check this out, though.
You could do days on that.
Yeah, you hope Brady changes teams.
From Dean Muchel of NBC News. Check this out.
The league is planning on marching forward with business as usual despite the coronavirus pandemic. Free agents will not officially be able to negotiate with teams themselves and sign deals until Wednesday. The NFL so far has no plans to move the start of the league year as a result of COVID-19.
Thanks, Dean.
So I heard you and Nordo on Saturday talking about, you know, Florio saying that we should delay free agency because it's a bad look. It's bad optics to have players like Ryan Tannehill sign a 4-year deal worth $118 million when people are going to lose their jobs. Small businesses are going to suffer. A lot of people are going to be financially impacted by coronavirus and all these shutdowns, right? I would think 365 days a year, people who are on welfare or struggling or are homeless, I think they look at Ryan Tannehill's deal and say, that doesn't seem fair.
Right.
So I don't think it's any different in the era of the coronavirus. I didn't wake up this morning and go, that's in poor taste. How dare he sign that? People are struggling. People are struggling every day.
Yeah. Every day,
So I think that kind of money is a disconnect to 99.9% of us anyway.
99.9% of the time.
99.9% of the time. It never feels real for the rest of us.
All we're looking for now is just any sign of normalcy and any kind of, like, I don't know, some kind of distraction. And the NFL might provide that.
Yeah, the draft will.
The draft will. And again, it won't be held in Vegas, I'm sure. It won't be live to the people. But you could hold the draft. People are in war rooms all over the place.
Well, and realistically, only like 15 of the 20 guys are actually brought up on stage.
Yeah, but they don't even have to
do that.
Put a camera in their house or have them FaceTime, whatever. You know, congratulations, you've been drafted. I appreciate
Speaking of all the closings and the impact, financial impact, check this out. Somebody, one of our Twitter followers just forwarded this tweet to us. Somebody called Brian Kastner. He's got the blue check mark, too. Don't know who he is, but it looks like I'll read the tweet and you'll understand the context. He says, this is unreal. When I ran the military bomb squad in Las Vegas, we had special procedures for dealing with an IED on the strip because it was too expensive for the casinos to close for even a single minute. And he is responding to the tweet that with the MGM property is shutting down starting today. Wait, starting tomorrow, right? Yeah, the 17th.
Yeah.
That closes Aria, Bellagio, Excalibur, Luxor, Mandalay Bay, MGM Grand, Mirage, New York, New York, Park MGM, and Vidara. And of course, Wynn is closing as well. That's not an MGM property. That's a Wynn property, of course. But still, he's saying we had procedures because we couldn't shut it down for a minute with a bomb.
Do you remember what happened right outside of Planet Hollywood?
That was the bus that had the hostage.
That's right.
Yeah. And he shot one or two people.
Right outside.
Right outside. Right.
And I was still in there just killing them.
Right. And remember, we walked
out. Poor choice of words.
Yeah, poor choice of words.
We walked out onto the strip outside of Planet Hollywood, which is right across the street from Cosmo and Bellagio. We could see the bus.
Yeah.
We walked out in the small window before they had shut down the strip in terms of access. So, like, every casino that was on that portion of the strip did not let patrons come out the front door. You had to go out the side by the Miracle Mile, which is where Buffalo
and
Wild Wings was.
Pissed.
But think about it. We walked out the front doors of Planet Hollywood, around the corner to Buffalo Wild Wings. That's a 3-minute walk. Tops, right? By the time we sat at our table and opened up Twitter, people on Twitter were already talking about snipers on the roofs of the casinos in place if this bus situation got bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the police and snipers and the experts were there unbelievably fast.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably fast. And then, again, already by the time we had gotten our table, we had heard other people that were going to join us were like, oh, yeah, they're not letting us out the front doors. We're going to have to go through the Miracle Mile. We'll come out the other side.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let them onto the strip. Yep. That was, what, 5 minutes? The whole strip was shut down.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Front Page Sports brought to you by Ryan Pasiga, Criminal Defense.
And
thanks,
we actually
Ryan
do
Pasiga,
have
Criminal Defense.
There's a bunch
Thank
of
you,
it,
Ryan
yeah.
Pasiga. I appreciate you.
So when we come back, since we didn't really get to it, let's talk Vikings releases that came out, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Was it Saturday or Friday?
Saturday. Wait, no, I'm sorry. It had to be Friday, wasn't it?
And then the CBA.
David Morgan.
With some David Morgan. We'll talk about Morgan. And then we'll talk about the CBA, which has an immediate impact on the 2020 season and very, very, very likely changes to the 2021 or 2022 season, depending on when the owners get some other things lined up. But they've agreed to a lot of things, of course, in this new deal. Labor peace for the next 10 years. We'll break it down right after this. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. The Fan.
Señores y señoras. Nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes.
Did she say influencia?
Pero los
What?
She did.
Creado y legado de Los Ángeles.
I agree.
Juana's
Adicion! Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 6:23. Here we go. We have Misas Paul Lambert, we have Corey Cove, we have Zach Halverson. My name is Chris Hockey. We're all live in studio.
But portions of this program have been pre-recorded.
That is true. There's no doubt about it.
The song that's playing right now, pre-recorded.
That's not live.
There's no band here.
No.
Is this Jane's Addiction or Porno for Pyros?
This is Juanes Addiction.
Yeah, they are not currently in this building.
No,
maybe
not.
Because no guests are allowed in the building foreseeable
that's
future.
True.
So
you're right.
Even if we had booked Jane's Addiction, we'd tell Perry Farrell, right? Is that what he said last time?
Yep.
We'd say, go back to Lollapalooza. You're not welcome until coronavirus is over.
Is Ben coming in?
Yes.
Okay.
Ben is allowed in the studio.
Yeah. Good. It'd be great to see Ben. I love Ben.
Sadly, we will not be seeing Linville Joseph.
Yeah.
Or Xavier Rhodes or our guy David Morgan, who just played initials 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now he's no longer a Minnesota Viking.
Do we know what his prognosis is, period? Is he going to try to make a comeback?
He has been diagnosed with a serious case of the Rocket League.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And the Fortnite.
There's always that. I mean, he's not done being a pro athlete.
It just might be esports.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right,
Because he's good at, he crushed. Remember when he played the three of us in Smash Brothers and just destroyed
us. Yeah, that wasn't even fair.
No.
But in fairness, we had never played the game before. That didn't help.
Yeah, but still, though, even though.
Well, right. Exactly. Correct.
Hey, Corey?
Yes, Chris?
I was just mentioning this to somebody on the Twitter machine. I think I'm going to go ahead and bring back the old push-ups during TV commercials.
The old Herschel Walker workout.
Remember how we did that for a while?
We did that for...
were buff.
How long did we do that? Maybe a year?
Maybe a year. We were buff as hell. We were both young. You were really young.
I was 24-ish, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Man. During every commercial break, we'd do it. I think I was doing at least 20 push-ups during every commercial break.
But think if you did 10. Right? What do we have? 10 breaks a show?
Yeah.
That's 100 a day.
Hell yeah, man.
And 52 times 2 is 104 plus holidays and stuff. So you're talking 200 and, I don't know, 20, 230, 240 days a year?
Yeah.
You're doing 100 push-ups? So, Sauce, what's 100 times 200 and, let's just make it easy, 250
times 100?
250 times
100?
Exactly.
That's 25,000.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What percent sure are you?
98.
Good work.
Don't care.
Oh, sorry, babe. Is that Scrubs?
Your breath?
Hey, Rosie, what's your favorite part about a woman?
What?
Your breath?
Nah, it didn't make sense. Sorry.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
How about this one?
Too much talking.
Sorry. But we have to because there's Vikings news to talk about. Xavier Rhodes, Linval Joseph, and David Morgan over the weekend all released from their Vikings contracts. Saves a bunch of money, obviously, on the Linval and Xavier Rhodes angles. With David Morgan, obviously, he missed all of last year with the injury. And we're loaded at tight end. It's a tough spot for Dave, right? With Kyle still here, Irv Smith still here. They like Conklin a lot, right?
Morgan was the best
blocker of the four of them.
Yeah.
But the other three are pretty good pass catchers, of course. So tough spot for David.
How many years did David play for us?
Was that his fourth year? Four-ish?
So he didn't get vested.
No.
That's too bad.
What, do you got to be vested five?
I believe it's five.
I don't know. We can ask Ben all about that.
Yeah. We could, and maybe it changed now that there's 17 games this season.
He was a six-round pick in 2016.
Mm. Wow, a six-round pick who makes the team at all is a giant thing, you know?
Yeah.
Especially from a tiny college like that.
I love that dude.
I love that guy, yep, man. And he's so good-looking.
Yeah, and he's a nice dude.
Yeah, and he's so good-looking.
Let's talk NFL CBA. Here's what they approved. Barely, by the way. 1,019 yes votes, 959 no votes. But now we do have labor peace through at least 2030, which sounds like a fake year, but it's real.
Right.
So starting immediately, whenever this season gets up and running, assuming that it will get up and running by August and September, we'll see. The playoffs have officially now expanded from 12 teams to 14. That's a done deal.
Hmm.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I don't know why anybody wouldn't be, but whatever. And the option to expand to 17 games could happen as early as 2021. So we don't have a 17-game schedule yet. The owners have to figure out still how that would work.
Hmm.
And it would start as early as 2021.
Okay. All right. So that's this year.
I believe they have the first 3 years of the new deal to decide to expand to 17. And everybody in the world says they're going to. It's just a matter of how they do it.
Okay. I didn't know that part.
17 games is coming, but just not 2020. Game day active rosters have been expanded to 48, but one of the extra players now must be an offensive lineman. That's a weird stipulation, but that's what I read this morning.
Okay.
Practice squads immediately increased from 10 to 12 players.
Awesome.
And then increased to 14 players in 2022.
That's so great. Good, man.
And there's a small pay increase. Instead of like $8,000 a week, they get $11,000 a week, which is
damn good money.
Yeah.
It's good money to bring in the practice squad.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And to continue to hang on with your team to get a shot, you know?
And two practice squad players per week may be elevated and then sent back down. And you can be sent back down twice without having to clear waivers. So it could give practice squad players more opportunities to get a look going back and forth between the big squad and the practice squad.
Interesting. Okay.
They also, in this new CBA...
That helps with injuries a lot, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's a great idea,
that's
right?
That's a huge thing, yes. Yeah. Correct.
They also eliminated suspensions for positive marijuana tests.
Good.
There we go.
Good.
Yeah.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yep. Right.
Sweet Jesus.
And okay. In this CBA, 17 games is the max. So people that are pushing for 18 games, at the earliest, 2031 before that's on the docket, because there is not an option in this CBA to expand it to 18. 17 will be the max for at least the next 10 years.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
By the way, I found, if the guy from ESPN wrote this correctly, I found a mistake from the player's perspective, mathematically. Stay with me for a second. So somebody asked him, if it expands to 17 games, which the players are going to do, right? Or excuse me, the owners are going to do within a year or two or three, as fast as they can get this thing figured out.
Yeah.
The guy on ESPN wrote that for the 17th game, 1/17th of your salary will be added. And he said, to make it easy, if your salary is $17 million a year under your current contract, then moving forward for that 17th game, you would get an additional $1 million, which is technically a pay cut. It should be 1/16th of your salary added for the 17th week, not 1/17th.
Yeah.
Right. It's a small difference, but that's technically a slight reduction in pay if it's only 1/17th, not 1/16th.
Right.
Like, for example, If Russell Wilson right now was making $16 million a year, right? How much is he making per game, Sauce?
$1 million.
Right.
In the regular season.
Right. So if you made 1/17th of his salary and then added it to week 17, that would be less than $1 million.
Yeah.
For week 17. That's still a good chunk of change. But of course. I wonder if somebody technically missed that. It should be 1/16th added to the 17th game. Nice job, players.
Yeah.
You cost yourself some money by not doing math. Everybody with me?
Yeah,
or am I confusing all of you?
No, I'm with you, yeah.
Should be 1/16th, not 1/17th. Anyway, so there's your CBA.
I'm going to read this again and tell me, because I'm not sure I'm completely understanding, okay? The other big change is that two more teams will make the playoffs, one from each conference.
So three wild cards instead of two.
Mm-hmm. Now seven teams from each will get in.
Yep.
There will be a total of six playoff games on the first weekend of the postseason, as opposed to four.
Right.
Yep.
Because there's only one bye. So the number one seed gets the bye.
And that's
each,
it.
In each conference.
In each conference.
The other six teams per conference play. So there's three games per conference, week one, not two.
So instead of two teams getting a bye in the first week, there's only one
only,
game.
Yeah.
Wow.
One per the NFC, one per the AFC.
That's a huge change, and it makes the... Yeah, that and this is a lot of this stuff... some of the stuff in the CBA is to help the end of the season. So there's maybe not as much just kind of, you know, minimal effort for some of these teams. Huh. That, you know, now there's more playoff teams. The bye week matters way more than it did before.
Yeah, more cities. It's the same reason why baseball did it, the wild card stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
Baseball season, so many teams are out of it mathematically so early that there's no point. With this... It gives so many more markets a chance to fight for an additional spot, right?
Yeah.
And two more teams get in. So there's two more teams that will care about the playoffs even more.
And the entire season. The entire regular season.
The other thing they said, and again, this is something that the fans don't care about, the players do. In the past, if you had a bye, you don't get paid. Right? Only the teams that are playing get paychecks. Right.
Oh, my God.
Because you're not playing, so you don't get a game check.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Now you're getting paid. And I believe, again, according to ESPN, and I think this is kind of interesting, too, in the divisional round, those first six teams that per conference that are playing,
okay,
it's a division winner, you know, versus a wild card, right? The division winners, I believe, get 5,000 more than the wild card teams. I think it's something like 42,000 to 37,000 in week one.
Fair. Okay.
So it's basically you're getting a little extra little in the big scheme. For 5,000 to a lot of us is a lot of money. Those guys, that's almost nothing. It's just the principle of if you are a division winner, you're getting paid slightly more than the people that got a wild card.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Maybe don't know the answer to, because I've looked and I haven't seen it. When it comes to 2021 or 2022, whenever we get to 17 games, did they cut a preseason game?
I believe that is what the plan is.
That, okay. Yeah, to have three of them.
But here's the problem, and I think this is one of the things they're going to have to work out. With 16 games, everybody gets eight home, everybody gets eight road. Do we need additional buys if you have 17 games? That's number one. And number two is somebody every year is going to have nine home games or nine road games, right? There's going to be an unbalanced home and road moving forward. Unless they figure out a way where, like, somehow everybody plays one neutral site game?
Yeah, or...
Right, like London, yeah. Mexico City, or yeah. Who knows what they do, but maybe that's the idea moving forward, is one game out of your 17 is, quote, neither home nor away. It's just somewhere to expand the brand. That's a lot of neutral site games, but you could... Well, I guess it would... If you did it right, it would just be 16.
That's all.
Yeah. Or maybe you... That's an incentive for winning a for going to the playoffs. You get that extra home game.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't?
Well, no. That doesn't work.
The numbers don't work.
No.
Because there's only 14 teams that make the playoffs, and 16 teams would get the additional home game.
Can I ask a stupid question? Maybe I'm because I'm old and I'm trying to figure it out. Why did they want 17 games?
I think it's just because they realize that we hate preseason so much and that regular season games are just more valuable financially.
So if that's the case, then they will get rid of one of the preseason games.
I think
games.
It has to be.
Yeah, agreed. Okay. All right.
Because I don't think the players would have agreed to the option for
adding
a 17th.
Right, yeah.
With making it 21 games as opposed to just 20. So I think it's still going to be 20 games, just 17-3 as opposed to 16-4.
So we're going to move the start of the season back a week.
They're not going to start.
Shouldn't have to move it at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, start of the regular season will be
start of the regular season.
Yeah.
Of a week.
Although I would argue the opposite. With the way that school starts, I would say start the season a week later than now and then have the Super Bowl be February 15th or so, right, as opposed to
Valentine's
the 8th.
Valentine's Day weekend, right. Yeah. Because you're not going to put it Labor Day weekend. You're not going to have the season start then because, you know, there's a lot that people are... You know, people are out of town, all that stuff. I mean, college football kind of does it, but college football be pissed if the NFL is like, well, yeah, we're just going to start on Labor Day because they kind of get that weekend to themselves.
But people keep saying this, that all leagues now, are with the coronavirus knocking everything off its axis, are going to have to evaluate when they start and end their season. Like, we've always been doing it from A to B, but maybe this is an opportunity to step back and go, is there a better time frame to run this league? People are, you know, keep saying that the NBA shouldn't start end of October when it's directly against the NFL. Maybe you start it on Christmas Day. Instead of having the Christmas Day NBA thing be 2 months in, why not kick off the season on Christmas Day and then go to the end of the summer as opposed to whatever? I assume players are going to be like, well, there's my summer. There goes my summer. Well, I don't know. Do you want more money or not?
Right, yeah, and tough gazungas.
Right, and I think... If your season ends in August, if you're the NBA and your season ends in August, pretty sure you can afford to go somewhere warm in September.
I think you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, probably
it's summer. Right. Hawk, when we come back, will you play Thunder Island?
Oh, great song.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports. This is the Power Trip Morning Show live on The Fan.
The Fan.
Sorry, I was tweeting Alicia Lewis and
hey, whatever
lost
happened
track
to Thunder Island?
You were
was this
tweeting
Christmas?
Alicia Lewis?
Yeah.
About what? Her glasses?
She just posted, said, "What are you doing?" And I was.
Answer that.
I was like, "Hey yo,
hey
doing
yo,
the radio up in here, yo."
You wrote doing a little radio with ma boys, ma, not my.
Yeah.
Not the,
dear
but
God.
Ma.
You know what the best part of the picture is? The ingrown hair I have on my neck. Super sexy.
Ooh. That's hot.
Yeah.
Pull that thing out, man. Pluck it out.
I did. Oh, you talking about the hair?
Ugh, gross. Oh, your penis is out? Man, think about this song when
great
everything kind of clears up and we're...
Yeah.
This song is a great uplifter. It's about slamming.
Everything's about slamming.
Especially you and my boys.
You are my boys.
La 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 la, my lady. In the sun with your hair undone.
Oh.
Can you hear me now calling your name?
Man, that's a great song. Just feels good, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
If you're wondering who it is, it's Jay Ferguson.
One hit wonder, right?
Probably. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm unfamiliar with anything else he's done.
It's great yacht rock.
This is not just a hit, though. This is a sweet, deep jam.
This is yacht rock.
This blanks. Right?
And
right,
here comes
Zach?
The best part.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good line right here, right?
Hell yeah. Not bad.
Not the doo doo doo. Not the hey, hey, hey. That last part's not very creative, but
so good though. That song rips.
It's like I love my country. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's fine though. That's more of a song than we've written.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bill.
Well, you wrote "The Predictor's Open," that Bohemian Rhapsody parody.
You did. Yeah, remember, you did.
You wrote all of that. Yeah, yeah, that's all
did,
great writing.
Yeah, thank you, babe. Yeah,
Corey Cope, remember, you wrote this.
What?
I want chicken nuggets.
God, no. Thought it was another Rise hit.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, too.
Hey, by the way, during Gin Rummy party on Saturday night, huge vat of Raising Cane's. Delicious.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you.
Mm.
Delicious.
Wow, thanks for the invite. Cards and Cane's, and I didn't get the invite.
Thanks for the invite.
We thought of you, but I was pretty sure you had some sort of virus.
Well, all I know is, you know, Sauce went out to dinner with a bunch of lovely friends. No invite.
Yeah.
You're playing cards and eating Cane's.
Yeah.
Right in my wheelhouse. No invite.
Yep.
Apparently, I'm involuntarily social distancing.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't show up anyway.
You are.
Even if the CDC came out and said the best thing you can do is go out in groups.
The Music Factory?
Yeah, great point. You'd go.
Gonna make you sweat.
You wouldn't go out. You don't care.
God, I love CNC Music.
Yeah, you're
Factory.
Not. But here's the thing, Corey.
It's Corey and Cane's doing songs.
What's it going to take for you to go out with my boys?
The hell's the name? The hell's the name of that song?
It's
Everybody Dance Now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Gonna make you sweat, and then in parentheses, Everybody Dance Now.
Great song.
Great song.
Oh,
when Michael Scott dances to it,
brilliant.
Holds the boombox up to the vent.
Yeah.
Cafe Disco.
Brilliant. What a great fit.
Three chords. We could cover that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to have a concert to play first.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. R. That's got to be shelved, too, right?
I would guess so.
Yeah, I would guess. Not that.
Oh, no.
Not that.
Everything's shelved.
Well, is that the end of May or early May?
I think it was early May.
Fifth, I think, yeah.
Not that.
Wild News is brought to you by
Captain Morgan. Thanks, Captain Morgan.
Thank you, Captain.
There is absolutely no news. Thanks, Captain Morgan.
Thank you, Captain.
What Really Matters is brought to you by CenterPoint Energy.
Thank you, Captain.
CenterPoint Energy.
Can I do the first one? I have something.
The first sports news?
The first.
What Really Matters?
Yeah. Hockey will love this.
I will.
The Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill agreed to a 4-year deal, $118 million. Somebody explain this to me, Sauce. I read this 5 times in ESPN because I didn't understand it.
Okay.
You see, if you follow sports more closely than I do. This is how it was worded. Tell me the difference.
Yep.
4-year deal, $118 million.
Mm-hmm.
$62 million in fully guaranteed money. $91 million in total guaranteed money.
Wow. I would assume that the $62 million fully guaranteed is what he gets right away. And the 91 is somewhere at the end of it, like they do where they stack these contracts. I bet he gets 62 right away.
You're telling me he gets 62 up front?
I bet, yeah. Yeah.
And dear the 90, God.
Then 29 million or whatever, however the math works, 29 million more in they just
the next couple of years.
But I bet he gets 62 up front.
Wow, if that's the case.
But
I didn't even have that as an option in my mind because that sounds preposterous to give Ryan Tannehill $62 million immediately.
Think if Marcus Mariota's a 10-6 season. Tannehill might be out of the league. That's how much of a poor season for Mariota paid. I'd give some of Mariota that money if I'm Tannehill.
I know Ryan just put up a 117.5 passer rating, 22 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Derrick Henry and him helped get the team to the AFC title game. But this is a giant mistake, right?
Giant.
Yeah, he's not that good.
And officially, if you can listen closely, that's Kirk Cousins currently off the hook. You can't complain about Kirk Cousins' contract anymore.
Cousins is better than Tannehill.
Way better than Tannehill.
Yep, I think so.
Tannehill they were the 2012 Vikings team. They're gonna run it. So when we get the opportunity to pass it, everybody's single covered. That's what he took.
What really matters, though, is this.
According to Mikey Ryan O'Brien on Twitter.
Mikey
Ryan O'Brien?
Jay Ferguson wrote the theme on The Office, and Joe Walsh played slide guitar on Thunder Island.
No kidding.
According to, I don't know if that's true, but it looks true.
Wow. Thank you, Mikey Ryan O'Brien.
Jay Ferguson?
Do we need to play it again?
Thunder Island, bitch.
Yeah, we should. Great point.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know who that is.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Jay Ferguson is credited for writing The Office theme.
He's a genius.
Yeah. Man, he's got cash then.
Yeah! Damn.
Yeah.
Speaking of The Office, while it's still on Netflix, I mentioned I just cracked open my Oculus Quest, even though I've had it for like 3 weeks, but I finally got around to plugging it in. Do you know you can watch Netflix in VR?
What?
And before you say, well, how does that work? It's not like it's going to be 3D. It's not like you're in Dunder Mifflin, right? How does that work? Think about what I'm about to say. You know how people say, gamers are, you know, just losers sitting in their basement playing games. Like, go outside. You can watch Netflix on your Oculus Quest. So you put the headset on over your eyes. Then you are in a virtual, like, log cabin. And in front of you is a TV screen that runs Netflix. And it is crystal clear. It's HD, right? It looks spectacular. Wow. But if you turn your head to the left, or look up, you have, like, this giant wood beams, and there's rafters, and you can look outside and see like the ski slopes. But if you look straight ahead, there's your TV. So you are watching TV in a fake house. So like, I could just take my headset off and just watch Netflix, I don't know, in real life.
Yeah.
Or change my environment and watch it virtually. It's so just absolutely aggressively, like, ridiculously unneeded.
Wow.
But it's kind of awesome. I don't think I'll ever do it, but it's cool just to see it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine me ever saying, I'm gonna watch like 6 hours of some show, I'm gonna binge a show. Yeah. But I don't want to watch it on my actual couch. I want to watch it on my virtual couch for 6 hours. That's pushing it, right? This is getting ridiculous. Yeah. But it's so cool. The first time I logged into Netflix and then threw on the headset, I'm like, this is amazing.
Are there other kinds of videos you can watch on?
Oh, 1,000%. Lisa Ann does a big thing about it. I've heard. Sorry, that was a little
was quick. That was aggressive.
Okay, all right.
Well, Hockey, you'd watch it.
I probably already have, maybe.
But again, the best part of that thing is there's no cords. It's mobile. I could bring the goddamn thing in here if we weren't social distancing.
Yeah. I don't want
all of you touching my Oculus Quest. Yeah. Get your hands off it.
Look at Ben's now cleaning off Zach.
Well, that's, again, probably good practice all year long.
Joe Walsh wails.
No doubt.
Yeah. You ever seen him, Hogs?
Yes.
Yeah. He opened for Tom Petty when I saw Tom Petty. Mm. Then Tom Petty passed.
He did.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. Thought we needed some good news.
Yeah.
Well, this song rips.
Here's some good news. Ben Lieber is here. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We'll do the news next with Chris Hockey. We're going to ask, of course, Ben his thoughts on the Xavier Rhodes, the Linval Joseph, and the David Morgan cuts before this show is over, and what he thinks of the Tannehill deal and the new CBA, and whether or not the players got screwed. I'm sure Ben has a take. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan. 701. Good morning, everybody. It's Power Trip Morning Show. Monday, March 16th.
Hi. Morning.
Hi. Cast of thousands in studio. Well, the regular people. And Ben Lieber now, because it's Monday. It's 7:01. Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, just managing it like everybody else.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
trying to do what we can.
That's it.
Trying to do what we can.
Yep. That's all you can do, right?
Yeah, man, I think at this point, it's all you can do. Like, everything is, it's such a fascinating thing. Obviously, we've never gone through anything like this in our lifetimes. And, you know, a lot of even our parents haven't gone anything like this through their lifetimes. Now, there's been wars, and we've all kind of been through that sort of stuff. We've had 9/11, but you know, for something that's so microscopically small that we can't tangibly see or feel or touch or whatever, it's crazy, man. Every hour, like I've now succumbed to the fact that I'm on my phone a lot more, looking for more news, more updates. TV's always on. Definitely more so because of what are we going to do with schools? Like that was a big thing over the weekend. We heard teachers are meeting on Friday, and that's big, you know, big school wide meeting. Well, everybody's kind of waited with bated breath. Like, what's going to happen? Like, there's no news coming out on Friday night. Like they met all day. What are we supposed to do? So all that stuff, man. And we've just been kind of consumed by it, I think, like everybody else.
Are your kids going to school, or is it closed?
They're closed.
Starting today?
Starting today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So statewide, K through 12, closed starting Wednesday for sure, but a lot of schools self-closed either today or tomorrow. So almost everybody's going to be closed for the next 2 weeks, and some even beyond that, right? Because a lot of times spring breaks are hitting right when the statewide shutdown ends. So some people are, you're looking at the next almost 3 weeks of no school for kids. So kids are loving this.
Oh, they're loving it.
Big time.
Oh, my daughter was like, wait, so I don't have this homework I don't have to have done? I'm like, not really.
Two things, though, that I've seen over the weekend, and Sauce, much like Princess Bride,
you did something right.
You said something that I completely agreed with on Saturday.
What?
And it's the right attitude. I thought you had a really solid next level take.
I'm going to write this down.
Two things, though, that I've seen, and I'll get to your second.
Oh, thank you, bitch.
A lot of people are using this as a really good way, and it sounds like Chris is doing this a little bit over the weekend, too. Staying home, playing board games, or go find a state park, go walk through a trail or something, because you can go outside and get fresh air. That's still social distancing. Keep your distance and go outside and have fun. So a lot of people are using this as an example or an excuse to, let's go out and do something together as a family. Just the 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. Not 500 people, but let's go do something. That's fine. And Sauce made a good point, too, that while we still can, before everything gets shut down, whether it's clients, advertisers on this station, or small businesses that don't advertise, that's fine. As long as you can support businesses, do it as long as you can, because there's going to be a point where some businesses are going to have to shut down. So either before they shut down, try to frequent them as often as you can. And then even more so, let's say some of these small businesses shut down for a month or two because they don't have a choice, right? Either they do it because they want to watch out for the safety of their own employees, or maybe some other agency shuts them down without their option. They're going to need our help even more so whenever they open back up. So hopefully as soon as everything gets back to normal, we find ways to get out in the community even more so and give back to businesses that are going to be hard hit for the next couple of weeks or months.
Somebody made the point via Twitter that you could go out and buy gift cards from these places. Don't buy them online, because sometimes it's like a secondhand thing, but if you go to some of these spots, clients of ours, or just in general, and you buy a gift card from them, that means they get the money today, and then you could spend it 4 months from now, something like that. But that's a way to help out.
That's a good idea.
I think that's the scariest thing about all of this is, I mean, there's a lot of different levels of scary, I think, to all these shutdowns. But I will drive down, you know, as we're kind of running errands, and you know, we're like everybody else, just trying to make sure that we have the necessities, I think, on hand. Not that we're planning for a doomsday or an apocalypse or anything like that, but you know, we're just kind of making sure that, okay, well, let's just make sure we have this and we have that. You drive past these businesses, and it's hard not to look, just as you glanced by the windows and stuff, that, and there's actually real people that own these things, you know, and a lot of these things aren't, I've heard the rumors that, you know, grocery stores and bars and liquor stores, even though the ones that are closing, they're still going to have delivery service or takeout options. Well, they can kind of keep their businesses going, kind of, but there's a lot of shops that don't have that option. You know, they need patrons to come through the door, and Unless the banking system somehow frees the monthly payments on these things, and we have a systematic wide freeze on some of the fees and whatever, we're going to see shutdown after shutdown after shutdown. Like, economically, it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, and if a lot of these places go to just takeout, all the servers are basically out of a job.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, I hope there's something in the next week or two that can be put together from a government standpoint or some other standpoint to help these people that, you know, aren't going to have a safety net, the waitresses, the just the people, you know, hairdressers, other people that, you know, don't have a salary, don't have a paid time off, or you know, just independent contractors, people like that, that are going to need some help.
Well said, Zach.
It's time for the news.
Yes.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
Hey, thanks, Grey Duck.
Thank you, Grey Duck Vodka. Minnesota public health officials say three new cases of COVID-19 that are the result of a community transmission are happening in the state of Minnesota.
What are we up to, 30-something now?
35, yeah, including 14 reported over the weekend. No deaths have been reported in the state. Perfect opportunity for me to tell you about something that is on the KFAN.com Power Trip page as we speak. A young gentleman in Seattle came up with a website, created himself, called the Coronavirus Dashboard. And on that dashboard, it shows you the current number affected in the world, in each country, and in each state. But not only does it show you how many is affected, it shows you how many passed away, and how many are recovering, and how many are also in critical condition. It's really something to look at, and it puts it in great perspective. I encourage you to take a look at it. Here's the young man himself.
I noticed that it was really hard just to find the information, and there was a lot of just misinformation spreading, so I decided it would be kind of cool to create a website. I've been programming for about a decade now, but I've only been doing web development for a couple months, so a lot of it was, you know, just kind of learning as I went along. You know, if I had a question, I didn't know how to do a certain thing, I just went on Google and searched it up, eventually got it to work. I decided that it would be really cool if I could show how many people were recovering to give people a more positive outlook and maybe more hope. So I added that to the quick facts. In every single country, you can see how many people have recovered.
Yeah, it's fascinating to look at it. It really puts things in perspective. For instance, let's take a look at China itself. China confirmed 80,860 cases. 67,490 have recovered. Let me say those numbers again. 80,860 cases, 67,490 recovered as we speak. They obviously lost 3,213 who died from the outbreak, but they've really kicked that virus's ass in China in
so
a lot of ways.
So how long does it take to recover? Is it 2-3-4 days?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to ask. I don't
because
know.
If that's
like,
the
what's
case,
the word recovered mean?
Right, because if that's the case, where's the update?
Logan!
How's Hanks?
Right.
Logan!
Good
point. Is he in the clear?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he's still on the 2-week quarantine
garbage, right.
But is he still showing symptoms? And what about his wife, Rita?
Logan!
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Logan!
Hanks has to pull through.
Yep.
Well, yeah, otherwise what's the point of any of this going on?
That is correct.
If you're looking at Minnesota, as we said, 35 cases. Luckily, as we speak right now, zero ceased. Let's take a look at Wisconsin, which is our neighbor to the north.
Brilliant.
How many states have zero cases?
West Virginia
is the only one.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
Is it worth going? I've heard it's kind of dumpy.
No, dude,
Herbert's beautiful.
West Virginia is awesome.
Yeah,
is
it really?
Yeah,
mountains
great.
Back
yeah.
in time.
So just Randy Moss's hometown is a dump?
Yeah,
there's pockets
of poverty. But
parts of
sure.
awful.
The landscape itself?
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. And coronavirus free.
Wisconsin. Did you do a West Virginia football game?
Yeah.
Is that what you know?
Yeah, okay. That's a cool town right there. What is it?
Morgantown.
Yeah, Morgantown. Wisconsin got 27 cases confirmed. One recovered, no deceased, thankfully.
So we're ahead of them. What do we have, 35?
South Dakota.
Second place again for Wisconsin.
9 confirmed cases, one deceased, sadly. Mm. And North Dakota, only one confirmed case in North Dakota.
Only one confirmed?
Only one, yeah.
Wow.
You know what? I didn't ask the doctor last Friday. I didn't want to be super morbid, but
if you
get it, no, that would be awesome. It sounds like you go pretty quick, right? It's not like you get the symptoms and fight it for 3 months. If you get it, it sounds like the deaths aren't a super long delay, right? It's that it starts affecting your lungs immediately, and since there's no therapy, there's no vaccine, although at that point it's too late. There's nothing they can do, right? They can pump you a bunch of stuff, but it sounds like it's mostly a waste of time, right? They throw you on a ventilator, whatever it is. Sounds like you got a couple of days if it goes south.
I think they can give you some steroids and stuff.
I don't know.
But is that just trying like concoctions of antivirals and stuff like that? I don't know if it's actually working, but I don't know.
Is that just to make the pain lessened? I don't know what that's for. I'm not a doctor. We should ask the guy on Friday. I think
it's the inflammation maybe in the lungs that take place along with the fluids.
Like that's a super morbid number that I would be curious though. But out of the 3,200 that or whatever that have died in China. From the second they think they had it to the death, how long is that process?
Right.
5, 6, 7 days? I mean, how fast do these go? I think it's pretty quick.
Man, the situation in Italy, though, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, 27,747 confirmed cases, 1,809 have died, 2,300 have recovered. But I read something somewhere that if you're over 90, they're not even going to...
Give you a shot?
They just let you go? Yeah. Right.
Like they're not going to give you a ventilator, you mean? Like an ICU bed?
They just don't have the spot and the equipment. So and I'm sure that that number will, the 90-year-old, probably to 85 and down, you know,
So everybody keeps saying, and I don't understand this, but I mean, I understand it, but I don't understand the logistics of why this is the case, but that if we see the spike, if we don't flatten the curve, right, that's the other problem is even people without COVID-19... could struggle because, for example, I heard somebody on with Barrero yesterday said his wife has stage 4 cancer of some kind, and that she needs a ventilator, right? So that theoretically, if we don't flatten the curve and the system gets flooded with people that are in the hospital, even if they are going to end up being okay, at some point there's a shortage of rooms, there's a shortage of staff, there's a shortage of equipment, and now people that don't even have it might be in a terrible spot because there's limited resources for everybody, let alone people with COVID-19. So, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
And again, think of how many billions of dollars across the board are being dropped economically.
Hmm.
So, I can't believe the conspiracy theorists are still out there, that all of these businesses would willingly lose millions or billions of dollars just for a conspiracy.
Let's change it away from coronavirus news to this. The Arctic Ocean has caught a new form of chlamydia.
Terrific.
Oh, what? Oh,
why? Would your dad, did your dad vacation there?
I'm telling you, I apologize, guys. We took one little swim.
Right.
We definitely, by the way,
we definitely talked about this while you were gone, okay. And we definitely said you had swam in the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah, of course.
So all of the jokes about how which one of the hockeys went underwater, Sauce cracked some joke about James Cameron finding you and chlamydia at the same time. But go ahead, because we didn't have the details. We just basically read the headline last week that they found a new cousin of chlamydia.
Scientists from Uppsala University in Sweden have discovered that the new species fills the bottom of the Arctic almost 2 miles deep. Lucky. While normal chlamydia needs a host, such as humans, to survive, the new form lives in an environment without oxygen and larger life forms. The bacteria, which luckily won't be affecting humans anytime soon, was found in dirt samples near a series of hydrothermal vents. Researchers say in some areas of the Arctic marine ecosystems, the new type of chlamydia was the most dominant bacteria present.
See, now we know it's not a hockey, though, Sauce.
Why is that?
There's no way a hockey is capable of getting that deep.
Yep, no doubt. Right. Yeah, they still...
Well played.
They still, it's the gifts of generation, by the way. My dad and my son are apparently just fine. They still don't know how it is growing or surviving, but they do know that now that we've screwed with it, we're all done.
So this is like the zombie clap.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever... It survives with no oxygen.
Yep.
Great.
What's that again, Sasuke?
Did you ever have it?
I wish not to answer that question.
That's a strong yes.
We can neither confirm nor deny.
On the station, his dad had it.
I wonder if Prince, when he jumped in Lake Minnetonka, gave Lake Minnetonka chlamydia.
No.
I just said I wonder. I didn't say he did.
So, Hawk, what are the symptoms?
Of chlamydia?
Of the zombie chlamydia. What have you felt?
Itching. You shoot fire from your wiener?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean it burns. I mean you literally shoot fire from your wiener.
Your penis turns into Bowser?
That's exactly right. right from a Sha-na-na.
What?
That's a terribly old reference, but some people out there got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's do sports. I don't care. Whatever. I got chlamydia from the ocean.
The NFL passed their CBA. There could be 17 games played as early as 2021. Minimum salaries will be raised. Two more teams will make the playoffs. One from each conference will get a bye. So that would be 14 total teams. Six games of those playoffs will be played on Wild Card Weekend. No more suspensions for positive weed tests. Ben, your thoughts?
Well, it's hard to have an opinion because apparently you have to be an expert to have an opinion about any of this stuff. I do want to say this, not to like circle back about it, but before I talk about the CBA stuff, I do want to say after our discussion on Thursday that I will be contrite and I would admit that my dismissive attitude about this whole thing was probably a little irresponsible on my part, so I do apologize for that. The underlying theme still remains the same. I still think we don't need to panic. That was also echoed by your guys' doctor on Friday. But I certainly took this whole thing a little more lighthearted than we probably should at this point. But given new information, certainly have been monitoring it all weekend long. So for those of you that were so nice to reach out and give me a little nudge of advice. I do hear you. I will put it this way. I am not grandstanding on any sort of opinion or take on any of it. I like to be informed. I like to be educated on what's going on and form my own opinions. Definitely was much more educated and informed throughout the weekend. So I do want to say that. So I will say that before I move on to the CBA.
Hey, are you moving on to the CBA now? Because can I follow that up for really quickly?
Go ahead.
I'm about as stubborn as they get when it comes to opinions. Shocking. Ask my wife. My wife's the same way. A lot of thanks, Zach.
Brilliant.
De La Roca, not Halverson.
Oh.
A lot of us are stubborn. That's fine. There is nothing wrong, even though Twitter seems to think that there is. Mm. There is nothing wrong with changing your opinion when facts change.
Sure.
Right? We have this new thing where once you say something, you feel like you have to stay in that lane forever.
Yeah.
And you are not allowed to change. Otherwise, you're like a fraud or you're flip-flopping. It's like, well, if the evidence changes or the situations change, isn't that the sign of intelligence? Adapting?
Right. Yeah.
Especially from leadership, right? If leadership's like, I'm only doing it this way. Well, now the facts have changed. Hoax. Well, I'm still going to only do it that way. Well, not the things are different now. So you are allowed to change your opinion with evidence change. That's how intelligent minds are supposed to react to new evidence. It's, well, now that's different. So I'm allowed to switch. Yeah.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I certainly, from the get-go, and this is just me by nature, I'm not an alarmist. You know, when something happens, I'm generally just more like, okay, let's just take a deep breath. Like, all right, you know, let's calm down and let's, like, figure this out before we, like, scream to the high heavens.
So you're the opposite of all of our wives.
Well, I think it's because of my wife that I have to take that approach, because there has to be yin and yang within the household, I believe.
Because she's a panicker.
And I think that there are times when she will overreact, and I'm like, can we just, like, calm down for a second? Like, let's just... So, you know, when I'm watching the news, and then they're using big words and big scary words, and they're making this thing, like... And then you hear the other side of it, and they're kind of spitting out some of the stats and talking about what this could be 6 or 7 months down the road. And there's a lot of experts, and I don't have every freaking doctor in my head to like cite my sources and have a bibliography, but I'm watching the same stuff that everybody else is, and there's a lot of people saying like, it may not be as bad as we think. Okay, this is when everything kind of settles down, it may not. So that's my, I'm like, okay, well, that supports my non-alarmism opinion and my stance and my demeanor. The thing that really pissed me off, I think, over the weekend for all those nice people reaching out, was that there was this level of selfishness and lack of compassion that maybe I came off as. And my whole thing was like, actually it was the opposite. I was saying, don't be rushing to the hospital just because you have a sniffly nose and a dry cough. Like, there are actually sick people there that need help. So let's just self-quarantine yourself until you get to a point where maybe you need to go get tested and get some medical help.
But this rush of being a hypochondriac is what I did not want people to do. And that can be an opinion. And that's also medically based on what a lot of experts say, which your guys' doctor on Friday even said, contrary to what a lot of people reached out to me and said I was a freaking idiot for. So that pissed me off was this just because I don't want to be an alarmist does not mean I'm not concerned for other people. So let's move on to the CBA.
Yeah, well, let's do that when we come back from the break, though.
All right, we'll get all of Ben's takes on the new CBA with the NFL, next 10 years of labor peace. We'll get Ben's informed opinion right after this on The Fan.
What a song. I hate to go to break. Yeah, my first concert ever. Survivor opening for our ears. Speedwagon Hair Arena, Dayton, Ohio. This song was huge.
There's a story in my eyes.
Oh, God, just feeling things I never felt before. Hands on hips, dancing. Oh,
great song.
Mr. Percival's room, because that's where we had the 7th and 8th grade dances.
I thought it was just you and him in the room.
No, not then.
Like, how much time is that guy doing? All right, Ben. Ready?
Tremble when we touch.
I throw a bullet point at you. You tell me what you think.
Yeah.
New CBA.
Gotcha. Can I feel the hand
of tape? Let's just start with the top. It was a very close vote.
Yeah, it was.
1,019 yeses, 959 noes. What was the major hang-up for the nearly 1,000 no votes? What do you think the cause of the noes were?
I think the 17th game really weighed on a lot of guys. I think everybody was really excited about what they're going to do with the practice squad players, which was probably another bullet point. But the one message that I heard texting back from one of the guys was there were some figures in there that did not adjust for inflation. So there were areas where it looked like, okay, we're going to increase this pension, we're going to increase this, but they just gave a set number. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to increase by, you know, every current and former player by, let's say, $20,000 is the number through the course of the 10 years. And it's like, well, but what about the rate of inflation and the fact that our dollars and revenue are going to go up and up? Like, why isn't this a percentage base versus a hard number based increase? So there are a few little variations like that. And I think when you get down to it, you can nitpick. There's, you know, how many pages and pages of information that you can just sort of nitpick at a lot of different things. And I think that's where the players that voted no were saying, we still have time. I know that we haven't used all of our legal weapons yet, and we still are playing under the CBA for this 2020 season. So what's the rush? And the guys that are voting yes were saying, some of the guys that voted yes on the executive committee we're saying, but we've been negotiating for 10 months. Like, if you've had a chance to voice your opinion for 10 months, and now you want to say that what the owners have sent down to us based on all of our negotiation behind closed doors, now you're saying you don't understand? So I think that's where the discrepancy was, is like, and I understand where guys are coming from, because if you revert back to 10 months, a lot of that was during the course of the football season. So a lot of this information was being disseminated on, let's say, a Monday after practice, and you're holding a PA meeting in your local team meeting room.
Yeah, that.
Dudes are checked out.
Yeah,
dudes don't want to be there. You're gonna even if it's a one pager, a one sheeter, guys will take it and be like, they'll just throw it right in the trash. Like, what is this? Like, there's a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo and numbers that I don't even want to think about right now, because we just got done playing a game. I just got my ass ripped in meetings. I feel pretty down about myself, and I don't want to. It's out of sight, out of mind. I don't care. So it's the timing of it, I think, is the issue.
All right, let's start with the big one. That's the playoff expansion from 12 teams to 14. We've been talking about this for weeks, so it's not like it broke yesterday, but they did approve it yesterday. So now it's 7 teams per conference, only one bye. The other 6 teams square off in round 1. three wild cards, three division winners.
Yeah, I've been back and forth on this issue because I do think that the playoffs are sacred, and I do think the playoffs, they're the reason why people fight so hard to get into them, because they're so hard to get into. There's a limited number of spots. But I think what it's going to do, and I'm hopeful that the theory is, by only giving one team the bye week, I think it's going to be a much more competitive last quarter of the season. And I think that's a great thing for the game. I think that there's going to be a lot of teams that are always going to feel like they're in it. And the NFL, I think, is special in that it's not like the other leagues where in baseball you could be out of the playoffs for a month and a half. You know, you could have 50 games to play, and people are like, who cares? Mm-hmm. In the NFL, even on a bad year, there's only a small, small percentage of teams that go into December knowing, like, yep, we're mathematically completely out. Most teams are like, we have two or three games left that really decide our future here. And I think that that's going to, even if it lessens it by a week or maybe two, it's going to be just high-level competition throughout the whole season. I think that's a great thing.
For the next 10 years, it looks like we're looking at 17 games, right? Because they're going to add that within the next 3 years. Yeah. But there is no option to expand to 18 during this CBA. So 17 is the max. It won't happen this year, but it could happen as early as next.
Yeah, and I think it's, I think the 18 game thing is, it'll be there for the next one. You know, this is, I think a lot of guys that they wanted to stand firm and say, we don't really want the 17th game. I know that you're taking away a preseason game, and we're looking out. There are guys that are looking out for the future of other players, and they're saying, this is just the stepping stone. You know, the NFL's wanted an 18-game season for a long time, and the NFL realized, ugh, you know, I know it's just a number, and to them it seems like, what's an extra two games? But I don't think they realized how tough of a fight it was going to be to get those two games. So they're like, okay, how about one? And then on the next CBA, they're going to say, how about one more?
Gotcha.
And I think that's where it's going. And so I think a lot of guys that wanted to vote no said, yeah, we're looking out for the future of our guys. Nobody wants to play 18 games.
And if they expand these practice squads like they are, right, yeah, it's going to be up to 14 players by 2022. And you don't have to cut as many players. You wonder if at some point the NFL just turns into college football, where every game technically matters and there's no true preseason fake games. It's clearly at least a decade away, if not more. But you wonder if that's the model in 15 or 20 years, where there is no preseason. You just play games and they all count.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
but either way, it's at least a decade away. What about eliminating suspensions for positive marijuana tests?
Hold on. What would you want to say?
No, I thought we were going to break. Never mind.
Oh, I love it. I think that there is still that clause that there's going to be, and I think that this is good. I think that there's room for an egregiousness of use. I think they upped the threshold, the minimum threshold of, is it micrograms? I think that's how they measured all this stuff. So there is still, like, all right, if you are a heavy, heavy pot smoker, and there seems to be a problem, let's make sure that we don't have those type of players in the league. And I think that's going to be a very, very small number, not even a percentage, a very, very small number of guys that are going to fall into that category. I think this is the best foot forward as far as being progressive. This is where the nation is going when we, as we view marijuana and CBD use. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, I'm a medical marijuana user, and I have found the benefits of it. And I think that the use of CBD alone is going to be huge for player recovery, a very natural way to get your body right to practice on Wednesday, get your body right to practice on and play the game on Sunday. And certainly there are uses for THC when it comes to anxiety and stuff like that. So I think it's a great thing. I'm glad that the owners finally agreed to it, and I think it's a step in the right direction.
What, did you go to weed college?
Damn.
Paul, your hands up.
There's a gentleman who works for the KHL TV in Russia, and he does a lot of work with the NHL. He's hearing that the NHL is considering a 24-team playoff. Three rounds, that would, if the season resumed.
So the idea would be cancel the rest of the regular season, yeah, and instead of having teams like the Wild, who would be short on games, yep, to have a chance to make the postseason,
yep,
that almost everybody would be in.
Yep, I kind of like that.
I kind of like that as well.
So hold on. There's a dude in Russia who's hearing...
No, he's like he works for the NHL, but it's just a... Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a blue checkmarked account.
Like okay.
A couple people Igor? Retweeted. Yeah, that guy, yeah.
So, Igor?
Yeah.
Of course.
So that'd be sweet, though.
So think about that with this extended time off. All the guys, if you have star players that have been injured and banged up, everybody's going to be healthy. It's like, it really is going to be, all right, let's see who's the best hockey, not who by attrition is surviving the season and has a healthy roster. This is the best of the best.
But again, I'm telling you, this thing might shake up some sports leagues moving forward, because even though if we have an entire long-ass regular season and everybody makes the playoffs, you could say, well, then that kind of negates what the regular season is even for, right? If everybody makes it. But that's kind of how, like, state high school tournaments make it, is everybody gets to at least start, and they're still, like, maybe this is where it's going to go, where most teams or all teams make postseasons. It could be fun. Who knows? When we come back, Xavier Rhodes, Linval Joseph, and David Morgan are no longer Vikings. We'll get Ben's take on all three of those guys and so much more during Vikings News. Right after this in the Power Trip, want to join
us? Bieber's appearance on The Fan this morning, presented by Douglas and Todd Small Batch Bourbon. This is the Power Trip. On
download it now.
Guys, I'm going to go to CBS This Morning right now. That Dr. Osterholm is on right now, talking about coronavirus and saying some pretty fascinating stuff live. Can you guys okay for listening for a minute?
Of course.
People cleaning in the streets probably has very, very little to do with stopping transmission. The virus can, survive on a surface, but it's not likely highly infectious at all.
Boy, Dr. Osterholm, the more we hear, the worse it sounds. You know, Dr. Fauci said yesterday, if people think we're overreacting, that's a good thing. But I see so many people are saying, are we taking things too far? What can you say to people to let them know you've got to take this very, very seriously? The precautions you take matter. Sure.
Yeah, I think I might have a slight disagreement with my good friend Tony that I don't think that's called overreaction. I think what we want to do is do what makes a difference, straight talk with people that tell them what makes a difference, and then when we don't know, so say so. I mean, a good example for today is that I don't really have the data that supports that this is a problem in school children, or them transmitting the virus to each other than bringing it home like we do with flu. Absolutely have that with flu. And there are downsides to closing schools. We're losing up to 20% of our main healthcare worker force right now because they have to stay home with kids. So I think we want to do everything we can, but we know right now that surely is still going to keep spreading.
All right, Dr. Olson.
That's Dr. Olson again from the U of M Center for Infectious Disease Control. He was saying a moment ago a couple of things that I hadn't heard before. And so I'm going to try to get that in the system and play it for you guys. But I believe he's on with Barrero today. Is that right?
That was what the word was last week. I don't know if that's the case or not.
That was
I think
the
that
hot
might be
rummer.
The case.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Interesting. So, yeah, they kept cutting him off. But
yeah, why not?
You know.
He's let him answer?
Yeah, I know. Here we go.
Have him on and then not
it's
listen.
It's time
listen
for Vikings news.
Right. Touchdown!
Radco.
By the way, thank you, Radco. 3:55 today. Dr. Osterholm with Barrero.
That was quick.
Barrera!
Rhodes, Joseph, Morgan, no longer Vikings. Your thoughts,
Who the hell is Rhodes, Joseph, Morgan? That's a good sounding
name.
It's a law
firm.
Okay. That's where Lawyer Lambert works when you let him out.
Rhodes, Linval, and David Morgan. Your thoughts?
I don't think it's a surprise to anybody. We talked about it. You know, right when the season was over, just, okay, well, we don't have much in salary cap room, and what are we going to do? And, you know, if you didn't hear the criticisms of Xavier throughout the season, then obviously you're watching a whole different team. And really for the past year and a half with his play, it was on the decline, and you could see it. With Linval, you know, unfortunately, he went from one of the best run stoppers and run stuffers into a guy that just, I think, struggled to stay on the field feeling 100%, you know, he would play, but always seemed like he was just a little nicked up. And then in the course of the last 2 years, and at least to me in the last quarter of the season, he just wasn't playing with the same punch. You know, he was catching a lot of blocks, not being useful in the way that he would in the first three quarters of the season. And I think a lot of it was just his body was starting to break down. So I think both of those cuts, and obviously David Morgan because of the injury, and then I heard you, Corey, early on say, you know, there is just now sort of a logjam at tight end. I mean, there's a lot of good quality guys there, and you know, business is business. And then when they feel like you're expendable, especially with an injury attached to you and you're red flagged a little bit, you're going to get let go. That's just the nature of the NFL. So it's unfortunate because we all know and love David and well, all of them. But I think the other guys, definitely there was a performance part of it attached to it. And it does give the Vikings now around $20 million in cap room. Now the new CBA has been ratified. Now the number goes up to like $30 million, I think, but that obviously goes for everybody. So they're still basically in the same spot as far as spending power. But yeah, it's unfortunate to see these veteran guys go, but I certainly don't think it's a shock to anybody. I don't think that anybody was caught off guard by these moves.
Let's take David out of it because of the injury concerns, and we don't know exactly what's going on there. But Lundvall and Xavier probably both end up on different teams. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with that. You know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the free agent market and just, you know, how robust it is given the climate that we're in with the health stuff and what's going to happen there. And I don't know, does that just change people's attitudes and perspectives? I don't know. I feel like Xavier there's no chance for him to come back. I do get this sense, though, that if Linval goes out there and searches around and figures out maybe he's not going to get what he thinks that he's going to get on the market, is there a chance he could come back on a much more reduced contract? I could see that happening. So I don't know if we've seen the last of Linval yet.
Do you think it was weird that the Ravens swapped the fifth round pick they got from us to get Calais Campbell? That's the guy. That's the pick they got for Corey Vidman.
Right.
They flipped for Calais Campbell.
I don't understand what Jacksonville's doing. How do you give that guy away? That you're giving a guy away.
Yeah. Yeah.
A guy of that caliber. It'll be, you know, this is going to be a long-term experiment, but what is that player going to be in the draft? And what's he going to turn out to be? Or how can they parlay that draft value into moving up or doing whatever?
Statistically, that's worthless, right?
It's worthless.
I mean, the percent chance that a fifth rounder is in Campbell's class is almost zero.
He's got to be like a 2% chance.
I know. I mean, from a leadership standpoint, from what offenses have to do to game plan against him, he's worth that draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
You can maybe make the argument, well, we're going to try to be like Belichick, and we're going to get rid of a player that's on the decline, and we're just going to get rid of that contract, and we're going to start fresh. Yeah, start fresh with a second rounder or something.
Yeah,
you know, like don't start fresh.
He's 88 career sacks.
It's unbelievable that they fleeced him for this. Good for Baltimore. They continue to make great moves. They continue to show that they have a lot of genius people within that organization.
Do you think the Ryan Tannehill contract changes the local perception on Kirk Cousins' contract?
No.
What about you, Ben?
Well, I think no. I don't think so. I don't think that people are going to take the perception that they've had of Cousins from 2 years ago and all of a sudden change just because the market values changed. You know, on paper, you can make that argument, but I think people's perceptions and decisions about him have already been set. Mm. You know, I don't think that's going to, just because the market value has gone up and they're like, well, technically it's $31 million is like more like, nah, I think everybody has seen what they've seen out of him, and whether you like him or don't, I think your decision and how you feel about him has been made up.
You like Kirk more than Tannehill, right?
Absolutely.
I do too. And yeah. Now Tannehill is more highly compensated than our guy,
but here's
and our guy's better.
But here's the deal, and this is what I was saying even weeks ago. Kirk's in a position of power when it comes to doing a contract extension. I know that we like to think, well, here's an option. We got $31 million. We're up against the cap. All we've got to do is ask said player to take an extension and smooth out this money. Well, who's to say that one player wants to do that? Like, be prepared for Kirk to play hardball, because you don't get a lot of player power in this league. This is an ownership-driven league. It's not the NBA. It's not baseball. It's not hockey. The players rarely have power, and he's utilized that ever since he's been screwed over by Washington with the franchise tags, and you don't have the ability to move. That's the other thing about the CBA that drives me crazy. Players should have pushed harder for this franchise tag and transition tag BS. Like, they're limiting their player movement and free agency. They fought so hard. They went on strike to get free agency and the ownership now has these mechanisms in place where they can keep guys on roster and limit their ability to hit the free agent market. Now it's they've taken that a little bit away by only using one of the two, but they should have fought harder to get rid of that whole system altogether. But he finally has power. Well, he might exercise that power, and he's going to make a business move for himself. And it may look optically really bad, but he has every right to do that.
The 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show is going to start with a celebrity death, and it's going to rock us all to our core.
What?
Oh,
Fran Drescher?
I'll tell you which celebrity died.
Give it away.
Right after this. I'm a fan.
Radio station.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, babe.
Completely non-football or non-coronavirus related. Can I tell you something that I'm just loving? So I got a new American Express card in the mail. Yeah. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm big time. And it's cool because the new one is like it's metal instead of plastic. You know, it's feels real substantial, and you feel like you're a big, big shot.
Tap it against the microphone. Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, you mean the card?
Yeah.
That was your penis?
That's the second time you've said that. Oh, everybody knew it. I was referring to my penis.
Right.
Oh, sorry. You didn't I just to... like screaming it.
I can tell. Anyway, so I've gotten it. I love the look of it. I love the feel of it. Mm-hmm. And my wife makes me use it all the time for everything because she likes the Delta Sky Miles. We just rack up. Basically, she gets carried on and off the plane. It's unbelievable.
Because she's drunk.
Right, yeah, she's too. Passed out.
That's a good point, yeah.
Or it's her turn in gin rummy.
And she's a paraplegic.
That's not true.
Well, that's sad.
What? Did something happen after I left this morning? Anyway,
you got remarried?
It still smells like fart in here, by the way, Sauce. Please don't just walk in here. Anyway, I digress.
Wow.
I love this card, but the...
Way to spread that virus.
The
farts can't spread.
What are you doing?
That's not true.
What motion are you doing?
The chip reader, you know?
Yeah.
It works like crap. It's like, it's just crap. Yeah. It doesn't work very well, right? So I'm very frustrated with it. And then, yesterday, for the first time, I tapped.
Oh, you did the tap.
I tapped. Works like a charm.
It's awesome.
I love it. I just used it at the pop machine. I didn't even want to pop. I just tapped.
You're buying stuff just to use your card.
Because I love to tap. Yeah. I've always loved tapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
When was the last time you didn't tap?
That's what I'm saying. The amount of tapping in my life has gone down exorbitantly. Is that a word? But now I'm back to tapping, and I'm loving it.
Thanks, McDonald.
All it took was American Express.
Yeah, I'm tapping. Right. You want to tap?
I'd love to tap.
Let's tap.
Let's tap together.
Oh,
can we tap?
God, it's such a high school thing.
Man.
Everyone in Chisago Lakes in 96, 97, 98 was like, tap that keg. And we weren't talking about beer.
Dude, that is... Yep. You got to know, that's not just a high school thing.
No, I know.
You can hear J.B. Smoove saying it to Larry, can't
100%.
You?
100%.
Oh, you tap that ass?
He's the best.
You tapped that ass, didn't you?
That's the first person I thought of.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. J.B.'s the best.
After last night's episode, I could hear him say the word pumpernickel for the rest of my life and not stop laughing.
I can't wait to watch it.
I can't wait to get home and watch it.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it still smells over here. Anyway,
This is really mean. I won't say her, obviously, her actual name. There was a gal, very, very short gal in high school, that was a little overweight. So a lot of people called her keg anyway, which is super mean. I don't think
terrible.
Of course it's terrible. High school kids are the worst. I don't think anybody ever called it to her face, if that helps.
Oh.
But it's still awful.
No, it doesn't help.
Then the double meaning of tap that keg was super awkward because nobody was talking about her, right? We were just talking. Got dicey there for a little bit. I hope she didn't know that people were calling her that. I'll never know if she knew or not, but I hope not. She seemed nice.
You flip that around for a guy, it's kind of an endearing term.
Yeah. Because, keg sounds like a nickname for one of Tommy's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there is one.
He's got to have a friend named Keg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has to. Yeah.
Right. And tap that keg.
You want to do a keg stand, baby?
Tap that ass, Larry.
Mm.
got to throw a few more F-bombs.
I can't help it. I want to really bad. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We have a celebrity death, but it's not Tom Hanks.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Holy moly, dude.
Yeah, calm down.
Who this?
Who's
that? Where's the sad music? This is
Oh, hockey has some.
I got it.
First time, Moon?
What an idiot.
Somebody died.
The Houdinis?
Oh, Rosie!
Somebody from one of our favorite sitcoms of all time has passed away.
Rosie, stop.
Are you familiar with Ed O'Neill from Modern Family?
Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, great guy.
He played Jay Pritchett, right? He was also Al Bundy back in the day.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
He's still with us, but the dog that he had in the show, Stella, is dead.
No!
Oh!
Stella died. The French bulldog. The Frenchie is dead. Here's what I didn't know. This is going to sound super racist, but all French bulldogs kind of look the same. Stella's real name was Beatrice, and Stella was introduced in season two, but at the time, she was played by a different dog named Bridget. Beatrice took over in season two because back in 2012, there was a dispute between the producers and Bridget's owner. Bridget's owner wanted more cash or something, so they're like, you're out of here. All these dogs look the same anyway. So they slid...
You're replaceable.
They slid Beatrice in as Stella, and nobody noticed the difference.
Wow.
In so Stella face, was Ryan.
Stella was
Ryan.
Two different dogs, but the one that was the dog the longest, Beatrice, is now deader than hell.
He passed.
I think it was a girl, but still. Stella's dead.
That sucks, man.
That's a cute-ass French bulldog,
that's
man.
That's a great doggy.
And I didn't get a real good look because I don't live in that show, but... I'm going to assume she had untwisted lady parts, unlike my French bulldog, who is unbelievably slanted and pees on her back left foot every single time she goes to the bathroom.
Yes, bitch.
Yep. Whoa! So now, I'm guessing that family does not make a lot of money for having their dog on set. And you got to think that those are long days, and they're basically just hanging
out. I bet they make okay money.
I'm going to ask you an unbelievably dumb question, but I'm serious. I'm asking this sincerely. Do you think those people, whoever owns the dog, and the dog is contractually attached to the show, do they get residuals for Modern Family syndication?
I bet you they do.
Not a stupid question. I was wondering the same thing.
I bet that dog doesn't do... The people who own the dog don't do bad. I bet they make okay money. I mean, it's not $100,000.
No, they're making a fraction of what the actors get.
Sure,
I get it, but I wonder if Modern Family goes to Hulu for a bazillion dollars, is Bridget and Beatrice's owner just going straight cash, homie?
I'm sure. Yeah,
I wonder if they continue to get paid or if they're just paid on like a contractual kind of subcontractor basis, and then that's it. This is a one-time payment. You're not in on residuals. You're a dog.
Make a dollar flip.
Yeah,
I know.
That's the dog's name?
I wonder. Somebody that's in the movie or TV industry that can answer that, please do, because I'm curious if they're set for life.
Stohansky would know.
Stohansky probably would know.
Yeah.
Think about what they had
Scooby
to do.
Would know. Alex Scooby would know for sure. Somebody tweet Scooby and ask him that.
What about Swartzen? He'd know.
Swartzen will know. Yeah, he's in TV shows, too.
Zach Halverson.
Yeah, what about Halverson?
Halverson, no.
What's Halverson in?
He's done webcam shows.
Sure chat. Well, I can't say the website anymore.
Chat Roulette?
It's kind of very specific, but I mean, if you think about it.
I'm not sure what just happened.
I think he was going to say a name of a site, but then I think people were going to go try to find his handle on that site, and Zach was going to get exposed as a.
Right.
Come on, roll over, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Tuck dancer.
You found that video, Hawk?
You? Roll over, buddy.
But you think about, like, for these owners, like, they had to show up every day for filming. I mean, they had to...
Yeah.
They had to work.
Which is why they got paid. I'm just wondering about the residual.
And I would imagine, I mean, they're probably... I'd love to know that question. I was thinking the same thing, Corey.
I know the question.
Let's go short-term, even.
Right.
How about how much per episode did Stella's family get?
I don't know.
Is it $1,000 a show? Is it $10,000? I wonder how much it is.
I bet it's good money. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, is it better to be Stella the dog or Meat Sauce Paul Lambert?
Oh.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I bet the dog.
No, because the dog's dead.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Sauce will be soon.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Who wants me dead?
Okay. I didn't say anybody wanted you dead. I'm just playing the odds.
There's a few people.
I think I bet you for
I think it's 4-1 that you see 2030.
Oh, my God.
What?
175,000 an episode?
Come on.
That can't
get
be right.
Out of here.
Says what? Are you on Snopes?
Yeah, what's Snopes?
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail says the dog gets 175.
M-A-L-E?
And...
yeah, you did you hack into Corey's webmail again?
I have to... I mean,
if it's 175, I'm taking those twisted lady parts to Hollywood.
Right.
That screwed up vagina is getting me paid.
Jeez.
Wait, hold on. No.
I will have to specify this. Only
is that
shots
total?
From the front.
Yeah, keep reading. Yeah,
I'm not going to embarrass
her. He's still reading. That's got to be total, right?
Profile and head on only.
Yeah.
No butt shots.
Skip the centerfold on Daily Mail and keep reading.
Okay, now stars including Sylvia Vergara, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Who's Sylvia Vergara?
Yeah.
Who's Jesse Tiller?
Julie Bowen and Ty Burrell.
Kid can't even read.
Yeah, you think I bet my bet?
You dumb son of a bitch.
Brilliant.
I don't know. Internet sucks.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Would you
I can't find the answer. I want to know what the answer is.
Where'd you get the 175 then?
I guess that's like the actors, like, we're going to sue because they were underpaid by 175.
Yeah, but that's like
that's
Manny.
Not even close to the answer.
And plus, it's got to be more than that
he
now.
He saw 175 and just like
just
blurted
talking.
It out.
Well, I Googled and it said, like, how much does Stella from Modern Family make? And it says 175,000.
But if that's the case, the dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show doesn't make
right.
that. You would be more compensated to be a cute dog that can't do S. Compared to the show dogs for Best in Show, right? Just be a cute, fat French bulldog and get paid.
Cancel the video on your phone.
That's the most popular video on Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Man, it's a cute-ass dog, though.
Yeah.
It's She's time good. For Fan
That's
5,
too bad.
Brought
Sorry
to you
that.
By Builders and Remodelers.
Thank you, Builders and Remodelers.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I don't know. It's the same four stories. I'm actually tired of the CBA talk. I'm tired of the Tannehill conversation. We hit Rhodes, Morgan, and Linval 20 minutes ago. There's really not any sports outside of those three. So thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
You know what the Vikings said about the Super Bowl and about the free agency? Where we're going, we don't need Rhodes.
We don't. Actually, Ben, you said you had one other thing that we didn't get to, CBA related, that you wanted to get to. So let's hammer that out so we don't forget between now and 9. Then we can move on.
So, you know, our biggest thing from a former player standpoint is why... Why can't there be longer than just 5 years post-player or post-career health care? You know, and I've heard arguments on both sides of it and all this other stuff. And it's actually a sixth year because they give you a 1 year grace period because they're not quite sure you're done playing yet. So you're on the Cigna healthcare plan as a player for really 6 years. And we've always contested that, we have existing injuries that, and health things that are going to go well past the 6 years. So why not extend that into something much more longer term? I mean, the goal would be lifetime now, and I think that's very egregious and the very low percentage. But with every CBA, why can't we increase that just a little bit? Let's just say 5 years. And again, I'm not saying that it's for the whole family. I'm just saying for the specific player. It's not that much money to keep that player on the NFL healthcare plan. Or they go out and shop just like to Cigna or somebody else. All right, here's a retired player pool. What's it going to cost to keep these guys on a healthcare system that they've been on? And I know that other people and other corporations don't get this privilege and they don't get this right to or this ability to be on a healthcare, but the NFL's different and there's money to be made. That's the point I'm going to make. With this new CBA, there's going to be an injection of about $500 million to the players in new money, right? So the course of the 10 years, it's like that one percentage increase is $5 billion that the players will get to use now for how all the different programs, all the different things that they get to do. And you're telling me that you couldn't find in that $500 million per year a little extra something to give to your former players when it comes to health benefits?
Hmm.
I don't understand that. They did throw in they are going to open up across the country, and they haven't really implemented this yet, but they keep just saying, we are going to have hospital systems in certain areas and certain regions where guys can go get free screenings, they can go get all this free care. But I know how the NFL works. They are going to have you jump through so many hoops. They're going to have you fill out so much paperwork. They're going to make it a nightmare to get this quote-unquote free whatever it is at said hospital. Who knows if they're going to have one here? They might put one in Chicago and say, oh, well, you get a free health screen in Chicago. Well, that's great. Well, how are some of these guys going to get there and do that? Like, is that going to be on their dime? There's going to be a lot of unknowns. But they put this little amendment in the new CBA saying, like, look, we're taking care of our former players by adding all these new free features. Why don't you just stop with all the extra legwork you're going to have to do and just keep these guys on it for a longer period of time? And all that gets overlooked because these current players, a lot of current players, don't think about the fact that they're going to be retired much longer than they were an active player.
And 100% of players end up being former players.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
By the way, did you see that
great song
Outbreak? This weekend was one of the 10 most popular things on Netflix.
I watched it, dealer.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Contagion, right?
But if people are freaking out, like, if everybody was inside because the weather was a nightmare and great white sharks were falling from the sky, why would you go inside and watch Sharknado?
Right.
That doesn't ease your fears. That makes you more anxious. You're because, like, crap, there's flying sharks outside and inside.
Because, as the great Corey Cove once said, a lot of people are stupid.
And is there anybody actually watching Outbreak to, like, learn? Oh, and I wonder how this thing works.
What did you said on Friday? They get the
antidote
in 15 minutes.
They catch the monkey and they're all right, hit the play button on that printing press.
Let's go.
We got it. It's like, you figured it out that fast? Worldwide production in about 2 seconds? Makes no sense. But it's a great movie. It is really good.
It is a good movie.
It's fun as hell. It's nonsense, but it's fun. All right, Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. And later that night when
the show began. The Fan.
Great song!
I remember standing on the corner. I won't say what Zach said on his way out of my studio,
yeah.
But that was such a parting shot that I couldn't remember what the forecast was.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, Zach.
Is that's not true, though, right? Well, all right. Because I think Gayle King is darling. But if that is the truth, I like her even more.
Jeez, what did I miss?
Yeah, what did I miss?
I'll tell you.
Write it down and tell me.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Right. It was funny, yeah.
It was funny. Made me laugh. Yeah. Power Trip Morning Show at 8:22. Today is Monday, March 16th. Ben is in the studio. Thank you, Ben. Will we have you on Thursday as well?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Good point. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. As long as you guys aren't going anywhere.
Dude, I'm here.
Well, I mean, again, let's be honest. We don't think we're going to Vegas a week from Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're
going
to be shocked if that trip stays together just because Vegas is shutting down.
Yeah, Vegas is shutting down.
MGM Resorts. Which is not just the MGM. It's about 10 casinos, right? Mm-hmm. Aria, Bellagio, MGM, Excalibur.
Like Ariola.
A whole bunch of them are shutting down. Plus the Wynn shut down, the Wynn and Encore. So I would say, 60% of Vegas casinos right now are closed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even before that, ones were already shutting down. Buffets, restaurants, poker rooms, sports books. Nightly shows like Cirque du Soleil, like they were shutting down anyway. So even if we find a way to get there next Wednesday, there's going to be nothing open.
Yeah,
which is why I think we'll probably see the dominoes in the next 24 or 48 hours fall, and I assume almost all of Vegas will shut down. And if all of Vegas shuts down, then we don't have a choice. We have nowhere to stay.
Right.
Which means the trip gets canceled. Actually, I shouldn't say canceled. It would
postponed.
Postponed, yes.
But then the problem is, and we feel bad, but then we're going to pick another set of dates, right, 3-4 months down the road. That probably kicks Prague out for us for 2020, right? Because we have a Vegas trip, so then our fall trip's canceled, which is fine. We've never done that yet, so it's not like we're buzz-killing the rotation. But our Europe trip's probably dead for 2020 thanks to coronavirus. And then, of course, from a listener's perspective, the billion people that signed up to come with us, that's Not to say that all of them can join the next set of dates, right? They pick these dates because it works for them. Yeah. Maybe they can't get work off in July or August or whenever the hell we go. Hmm. And we'll probably have to schedule it so far out that we know the coronavirus is not a factor. Right. So maybe it's like a bye week thing. Maybe it's not going to be till like November.
Dude, you know how many people that won't be able to go, that unfortunately can't go, but then all of a sudden there's going to be a new injection of people like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah, right. I want to live again.
I need a Vegas trip now, and I will pay whatever it takes to get out of here, have some fun, and go boozing with you guys.
What if this one gets postponed so far back that it's about a week before Vegas 2021 for the power trip?
Yeah.
We just go back-to-back weeks. This group goes first week of March 2021. The other group goes end of March 2021.
Yeah. Hawk would love that.
I would like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm convinced my two summer trips are going to get canceled as well. I got one in June and one in July. My guess is the World Series gets shut down too, and then I have no point in going.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think I'm going to Vegas at all the next 4 months.
Yeah, Rosie, stop.
Come on, Rosie.
And a month ago, I was on the other side of it. I'm like, nah, we're going to figure this out. They're going to find a way to do it. They're going to clean extra. We're going to find a way to make this happen. There's too much money on the line. And then you see all of these entities that are going to cost themselves millions of dollars. And you're going, well, if the NBA can lose that money, if these casinos can lose that money, I think the World Series of Poker can probably shut down and skip a year. Or, to your point, we were just talking about off air about online learning. My guess is the World Series just kind of finds a way to do online poker tournaments for the New Jersey and Vegas residents. And if you want to go play in a tournament, find a way to get to Vegas or New Jersey, and then everybody else is just screwed for this year.
So yeah,
I think I'm staying home.
Aw,
I'm really curious to see the positive stuff that comes out of this thing, because inevitably it has to be. There's always a silver lining to every situation. There's always going to be some positives, and there's going to be innovation. There's going to be progress made, not only just from a disaster preparedness standpoint, but how are businesses going to be more efficient? How are they going to save more money? You know, they're going to realize, oh, maybe we don't need to send all these 1,000 people on the road every day. You know, to go to these like meetings just to have a beer with somebody. Like, if the new culture and the new norm becomes these major corporations and businesses in general have to streamline their business, well, that just means more cash in their pocket, which just means, you know, they can spend it in other ways to make our lives better and do whatever. There's going to be a lot of positives that come out of this. It might be 6 months to a year, but this is going to be a good thing, I think, in the end.
As the market's about to get crushed again, and when it opens up here in about 3.5 minutes, it looks like it's going to be down huge again. How about, like, advanced video conferencing? If you can find a stock that's doing that right now, that's maybe exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Chris, your hands up.
Yeah, I have a story for you that done everything I can to do the due diligence and find out if it's 100% true. But I'm to the point where I don't care. I'm going to play it anyway. You guys remember this?
Protecting the safety of the Queen is a task that's gladly accepted by police squad. For no matter how silly the idea of having a Queen might be to us, as Americans, we must be gracious and considerate hosts.
Thank you, Lieutenant Drebin. Lieutenant Drebin.
Of course, we all
forgets he's got his microphone on. Goes to the bathroom.
Of the Queen's American Goodwill Tour is completed, and we can all take pride that the Queen has chosen our sixth visit.
Jesus.
Indeed, it is for all the people who will be able to share in the celebration, especially
okay, great scene,
right.
One of the best ever. This happened at a town meeting. The mayor forgot his microphone was on. I can't find anywhere that this isn't real.
Yeah.
The reaction from the lady, obviously she thinks it's real.
She's laughing the whole time.
But if this guy passes this much gas...
This clearly, by the way, too.
Yeah.
And this number of times.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard this, Ben?
Yeah, I heard it. Yes.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll try and keep this brief. I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any CAFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be...
Come on. I mean, it's fake, right?
It's fake. I mean, the end has to be. Fake. Come on.
It looks, It has to be.
Because if it isn't, that's just the final nail. We're just animals. Well, yeah. That guy's a rhino. Yeah. Right? I mean, that guy's just a rhino on the
beans.
Right. Yeah. With a horrible diet, and he's just walking around, just shooting things out every end of his body. Give me a break.
First of all, if it is fake, he eats too much fiber. Was the mayor of Maple Grove.
Yeah.
Because I love that joke. That's a great bit.
Yeah.
Man. If it's not, you're right. My goodness, man.
Yep.
And he comes back at the very end and sits back down. And somebody tells him what's going on.
I don't know.
I hope it's real.
I hope it's real, too.
This is definitely real. So yesterday I was driving around, and I was listening to NPR. And because there's no sports. You know, I love sports, and when there's no sports, I don't know what to do with myself. You know, I love sports. And there was this show going on talking about marriage and how it's changed over the years and this, that, and the other. Really interesting. But I had to pull this audio for you. This is actually from an episode of Leave It to Beaver in 1958. Now, I'm just going to say this, ladies. This is ridiculous. I am so against what I'm about to play. This is actually from Leave It to Beaver, Ben, 1958. Are you ready?
Ready.
You know, Dad, it's funny.
What's funny?
Well, whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. You know, they say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, that explains about Mom, but how come you always do the outside cooking?
Well, I'll tell you, son. Women do all right when they have all the modern conveniences, but us men are better at this rugged type of outdoor cooking. Sort of a throwback to caveman days. Hand me those asbestos gloves, would you, Molly? Well, there's no sense in us cavemen burning our hands.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't
see... What am I missing?
Is there a punchline?
As long as she's going to be in the house, she might as well be in the kitchen.
By the way, remember when we were talking earlier about make sure you... go out and visit small businesses, right? Because it's going to be tough the next couple of months financially for a lot of people.
Yeah.
If somebody could please Venmo me some money now that the market's opened and I'm getting slaughtered yet again. I think in the last 2 weeks, I've had probably three or four of my five worst days ever. And today's definitely in my bottom five. I'm getting obliterated. The Dow is down 2250 today already.
Looks like it's over. Will you play free falling?
I mean, it's just straight up free falling.
Well,
do you believe that text that I sent you?
Some of it. Yeah, I like some of the logic, but not all of it. But some of it. But what? So we've lost what? About 33% in the market in the last month and change? Because it was almost at 30K, right? Now we're down to 20. Yikes.
But it does sound like the one thing that I do...
Did they halt trading again?
I heard they're going to do that. I heard that was going to happen.
It's not moving, so I think it stopped again. Yeah. Anyway. God dang it.
Yeah.
Stocks plunge, trading temporarily suspended. Yep.
I do see this being more like this is the text saying this. So calm down, people. This is not my opinion. There was a market analysis done by a bunch of people at Goldman Sachs with a whole bunch of big business people, and that might even be a bad term to use anymore, Goldman Sachs. But they feel like this is going to be more like 9/11 than 2008.
Gotcha. So all right, yeah. Well, and there's a difference there.
There's a difference there.
There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, either way.
Oh, wow.
Tom Petty's singing to my 401k. Jesus.
Ooh. You weren't going to pull stuff out today anyway.
Yeah, well said, Hawk.
But what are you, my wife?
I was going to do that multiple times, actually.
Lucky.
A lot of buying opportunities whenever the bottom hits, whatever the hell that is. It's definitely not today. Yeah, laugh it up, jackass.
Final segment of your Power Trip Morning Show for Monday, March 16th, 2020. A historic time in our history. As human beings, doing our best to keep you giggling as much as we can, even though we just basically had to grab Corey by the belt loop and keep him from jumping out that window.
Sauce, how do I download Venmo? Do I just go to the App Store?
Yeah, just download an account. Yeah, set up an account. Yeah.
And then what do? I just publicly say my name so people send me money? How does this work?
Like Meat Sauce One on Venmo. Somebody sent me 69 cents.
Thanks. We got the
let love rule. Ben Lieber, good morning.
Good morning.
Let love rule. Okay, I've got stuff for you guys. Do you guys care?
Yeah, babe.
Go.
A Nevada man is in custody after he allegedly entered a Las Vegas Walmart and shot off a strange clear liquid.
What?
Authorities say the man came into the store in a hazmat suit.
Oh. I was going to say, before the hazmat suit, that was my plan for next Wednesday.
In a hazmat suit.
Suit.
Began spraying several items with the substance. About 13 people came into contact with it, though none of them had to be hospitalized or showed any odd symptoms. After the incident, one shopper followed the man outside, wrote down his license plate, leading to the suspect's arrest. Not known if the man will face any charges. Police are still working to identify what liquid he used. I've got a good guess.
Same. Come on.
Cane sauce?
Oh, that'd be great.
Well,
that would be good.
Was it damn cane?
What you call it.
Yep.
By the way, speaking of that, I think, you know, we have like canes dropped off once a month.
Yeah.
Now we have that building lockdown where there's like no guests allowed.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow was supposed to be a drop-off day.
What?
Can we just have him meet us in the parking lot? Like, I'll still want it.
Yeah. I can deliver it.
Yeah. If that's still on the docket, we need to talk about it. Because even if we're shutting these doors and locking these doors to outsiders, I will just find you.
Hockey, the farting mayor video is on the Power Trip page.
Thank you.
According to one guy on Twitter, it's from 2015, and the farts were added.
Yeah.
So one guy says it's 5 years old and fake.
Yeah, it looks old.
It does look old.
And it does look. It seems fake.
Every city council meeting, if you even today, all look old.
Yeah, right. None of them are shot in 4K.
Right. Yeah.
So she wasn't saying anything about the coronavirus.
She said something about being infected. So she was talking about something, but I don't think she ever used the words coronavirus or COVID-19. Well, so. It probably was from some outbreak 5 years ago. Who knows?
It's still a fun video to watch.
It is still hilarious, right? Whether it's fake or not, it's still funny.
Yeah, made me laugh. Did anybody watch Westworld last night?
No.
Mm-mm. You know, I watched a recap to reunite myself with what happened, because I think it's been, 2 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm still confused. And I watched the recap.
Right.
But I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to watch
it tonight.
They're
out now, right? They're in our world.
They're out.
And Aaron Paul's in the cast.
That is correct.
Good for him.
Jesse Pinkman himself is in Westworld Season 3.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, good to know that they care about their workers. Coronavirus fears, even heavily on the minds of ISIS. The Sunday Times of London reports that ISIS sent a directive in a newsletter advising jihadists to avoid travel to Europe because of the spread of COVID-19.
Well, that's
true. This is a true news story.
Positive things are going to happen.
Right. There you go. However, the newsletter also tells those already sick to remain on the continent, presumably, to go ahead and sicken the infidels. So if you're already there, go ahead and stay there. So there you go. Yeah.
I'm guessing there's not a whole lot of hospital beds in these caves.
Probably not. Probably not.
I would not have expected that ISIS was going to adapt to social distancing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't think they
were. Out of all the rules they don't care to follow, that seems to be one that they would have probably pushed right past. How do you feel about mass murder? We're for it. How do you feel about flying planes into buildings? A plus. Right. Can't wait to sign up. How do you feel about gathering in groups of 200 to 500 people? Not comfortable with that
now. Don't be crazy.
Not with the coronavirus.
Makes me feel weird.
Don't push me, man.
Yeah.
You don't want to get people sick.
Right. I really don't like sneezing.
Right.
Dying in a blaze of glory, I'm all for.
Yeah, I'll detonate myself. Right. Fine.
But
if I have a sore throat and I can't go to the store and buy Ludens.
Well,
you don't want to
the
blow
red Ludens, they don't do anything for your throat, but they're delicious.
Delicious.
Halls, like with mental ipsis, that stuff feels amazing, right? It tastes good and it feels good. Ludens is just candy.
It's just candy.
It's all placebo effect.
The most infuriating white bag of all time, trying to get those things out.
Oh, yeah.
I realized what I said after I said it.
Yep.
The coronavirus hitting David Crosby, guys.
Yeah, how about this?
David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, and Nash says he could lose his home if summer tour gets canceled.
Crosby says he
barely makes money from record sales, and the touring is the only thing that makes him money nowadays. Live Nation, as you know, recently canceled all tours through the end of March. Made no decision beyond that yet, but David Crosby.
How awful was David Crosby with his money?
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Holy cow.
Lots of drugs. Lots and lots of drugs.
Hey, stay on the entertainment front.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be a reverberation of movies and TV shows that are not going to be, like, there's going to be a dead zone? Because if you're filming a movie now.
Fine. Yep. If you're filming it now, you're fine.
What do you mean you're fine?
But because the movie probably doesn't come out for a year.
Yeah. I know, but that movie now is going to be pushed back. Like, there's going to be a year from now, 18 months from now, when these movies are supposed to be.
There's a backlog.
They're getting. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, obviously, we've had 5, 6, 7 big time movies get pushed back. A Quiet Place 2, the new Bond movie, Peter Rabbit 2, Mulan. A lot of them are getting pushed back months and months. I think Bond's November
Mulan?
Now. Mulan got pushed back, too.
Isn't it animated?
Live action.
No, man, it looks great.
It does look
great. Have you seen the trailer?
It looks really good.
It looks so good.
By the way, speaking of, I'm just thinking old people and David Crosby. What do we got to do to find a patient that has coronavirus and make him cellmates with Jerry Sandusky?
Good point. Right. I don't know.
Can't we wipe this guy out silently instead of, I'm not asking you to go strangle the guy. That's murder. You don't have to do more time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But let's say you're doing a 4-year sentence.
Right?
Yeah.
We put you with Sandusky, cough right in his face 3 or 4 times, and we'll reduce your sentence by 2 years.
Yeah. Use his toothbrush.
And Weinstein.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, Greco-Roman wrestle him twice a day for exercise, even though you're just rubbing your germs all over him. No more vampire cough. Just wipe him out, and we'll reduce your sentence. Can't we do that?
Right.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, but unfortunately for us, Fogel? he'd be the vast majority. He's like, I'm good.
But how old? He's got to be close to 80, right? He's like the demo that has the highest risk.
Yeah.
Even if he's in the 20% that needs hospitalization.
Well,
sorry, Jerry, we're all full.
Can't do it.
He's got to be a smoker now, right? What else is he going to do?
Right.
Well, I'm sure
he's
got to
be just like going through cartons and cartons of cigarettes.
Well played. He's Cosby is 82.
Yeah, give him coronavirus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
give Harvey Weinstein coronavirus.
While we're talking about movies,
let's use this as a weapon.
Friday night, I just happened to hit. I couldn't believe it, man. I wandered right onto Top Gun just as it was starting. Straight out of Top Gun, straight into Rambo First Blood, the first one.
Hell yeah.
4.5 hours of just brilliance, man.
Well said.
Unbelievable. I mean, Top Gun is terrible, right? And Tom Cruise is such, his character is such a D word in that movie, but what a great movie.
Such a good
movie. What a great movie.
I cannot wait for that to, it's not going to come out now.
Right.
That was 2021 anyway, right?
No, it's this June.
Agreed. Yeah. And then Rambo First Blood. You know, if you think about what happens in that film, he kills everybody in that town. Because Brian Dennehy's a douche.
Yeah,
he kills everybody.
Yeah, he goes ballistic.
He kills an entire town.
It's Dennehy's fault. He's not trying to do that.
He's First Blood.
Yeah.
He just wanted to get something to eat.
The second one wails, man.
Oh, God.
When he gets stuck on the plane.
My wife had the nerve to ask me if I was ready for bed halfway through Rambo.
No.
No.
No, I'm ready
to go to bed.
I'm going to go work out.
You want to hear something crazy that you will not be surprised by?
I do need to go work out. You're right.
Because I dislike the Rocky franchise so much, and I know I'm in the 5% of people that think that, but I just think they're overrated movies and I can't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so adamantly against the Rocky series that I've never seen a Rambo because I know I would hate those even more than I hate Rocky.
If you're going with the same logic, yeah.
But I like other Stallone movies.
You've got to suspend reality a little bit.
Cliffhanger's dumber than hell. Yeah, Cliffhanger, that was a fun movie.
Cliffhanger's great.
There are some one-offs of Sly Stallone that I like, but I just don't like the franchises, so I stay away from them.
Dreykov.
You okay over there?
You all right?
Uh-oh.
I'm alive.
All right.
Let's put you with Sandusky, see what happens.
I'm going to cover cover my mouth like this.
Cough right in his face.
Hey, by the way, I can't stop thinking about I'm going to look like Ben Stiller in the end of Dodgeball at the end of this thing.
I know, dude.
I've eaten more goddamn cheese in the last few days.
And
I'm like
pizza.
Up. I know.
You backed up, Larry.
And all I want to, it's just
it's hard not to swear when you're doing a Leon impression.
I know, dude. I'm with you. I know.
Just drinks and eating. That's all I feel like doing.
Yeah. What? Wonder what's over there in that refrigerator. Let's go find out.
I was just there 5 minutes ago, but maybe there's something else magical.
Yeah, maybe something showed up. Yeah.
Let's go on over and take a look-see.
Let's do this publicly quickly, but there's five of us. Some of us are relatively smart.
Goodness.
How can we profit off of everybody being home for the next 2 months? How can the five of us make money? Because clearly, based on the stock market, I'm going to need to make some money these next 5 months,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 months before everything hopefully calms down. How do we do this?
Yeah, what is it?
Take a nap many times as I can.
Yeah, but how do we charge people for that?
Okay,
we got to stream some.
Do power trip grams.
How does that work, Zach?
Show up to the house and.
Yeah, but that means that we're invading our social distance.
Yeah, they're not going to like us at their house.
I think you have to do something digital.
So you get a bullhorn and you shout at them from the car.
Tickle a lizard.
What are we shouting?
Zach, stop.
Whatever somebody pays for.
Right.
So it's like a cameo, but a live in-person cameo.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Or we could pay people, charge people to have the sauce button bar call other people.
You know, I don't think you're trying.
At least I'm trying.
When we throw things against the wall to see if they stick, I think yours is sliding down the wall.
Throw something against the wall. I don't see your arm.
I just said we do something streaming and digital.
He did say those words.
Our Twitch channel. But how are we going to make money? Everybody's going to be at home. What are we going
to
do?
I think our podcast, people need stuff to listen to. We just keep doing what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah, but we're making $0 on our podcast. How is this going to change if more people listen to a podcast that gets us $0 a year, essentially.
Good point. I mean,
I'm not the idea.
Like, what if they said, you know, your audience the next 2 months because of the coronavirus is going to increase by 500%. If they said, we'll pay you 500% more, five times more is still zero.
Yeah.
Well played.
Zero.
I think you need to
tickle a lizard.
Boy, that'd just be a one off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
if we stream it, though?
People would watch you do that, Ben. People, well, you can't use the field of dream bit because it'll sound inappropriate.
I think you guys should just do these shows new to have people pay for it.
Yeah, but who wants to see?
I don't think anybody would pay for that.
The only one they'd want to see nude are you and Corey. No one wants to see hockey. No.
Like, you would be the moneymaker, Ben.
Most people have already seen me nude.
I mean, Adrian and I saw us butt slaps driving down the highway.
Yeah, they were by themselves. I told them to get right back here. That'll do it.
Maybe we just go off air and maybe talk about this?
I think it's probably a good idea. Let's figure something out. I mean,
I think the on-air creativity is...
Didn't work at all.
No.
Didn't work at all.
What about a newsletter?
A newsletter? Augusta.
That's going to make us $1 billion.
Newsletter?
Hey, it is National Corn Dog Day.
Hey, we do have positivity. It's no longer down 12%. It's 10.5%. Look out.
Let me see if
we're making that cash.
There we go.
Yeah, here we go. It's slowly coming around.
I'm actually down more money now that
no one cares. It's not about you, Corey. This is a group effort.
By the way, what are you talking about? Now it's up to down 2,400. Not 22. It's going the wrong way.
We're looking at the S&P. That's the big one.
S&P.
Never go S&P.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dow's getting slaughtered. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the Dow sucks, but the S&P will trigger the...
Doesn't everybody S&P at the same time?
Yeah.
I can't help it. I tried not to one time. Hey, my eyes blew
out. There's the answer. That's how Hockey's dad's making money during this.
It's like trying to sneeze and keep your eyes open at the same time. Dude, I can't do
really?
It.
Only
I got to poop and pee at the same time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to do it.
I have to. I can't not.
Yeah, you can't not.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was saying. Like, doesn't everybody S&P at the same time?
You absolutely do. You can't help it. I'm going to try, though. I'm going to try to disconnect those sons of bitches.
You're going
to
break your quick breaking news is important. According to Adam Schefter, the Vikings have reached an agreement on a 2-year extension with quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Wow. He did it!
The Vikings,
Have agreed on a 2-year extension with Kirk Cousins, according to Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport.
Perfect. Wow. PA, I'll talk about that right now.
We end our show with that, but PA is now locked and loaded for the next three. Kirk Cousins, a 2-year extension. Power trip back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9.
KFAN, total.